This message the mighty God unveiled before us by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Monday evening, June 29, 1964, for the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International Convention at the Bellevue Stratford Hotel in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. Jisheji, Nzambi wabukola mubulula kumpala kwetu, Jamwanetu William Marion Branham, Jakayishi bwa bwamusango wa kumpala mu Anglais, mujimoji lolo, mumatuku makumi abirinchitema, angondo mwisambom, chijimucha, chinunu kama chitema, makumi asambom ne inai, wachibilu cha bobu mwa bwabule bubujima, wabena kantu kubianza ba evangelio mkabujima, kuchila ala beni cha Bellevue, Stratford, mu Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA.
Have a few scriptures written down that I would like to speak to you from, and I trust that God will bless our feeble efforts.
Njine ndambu wa mifundu, mifunda, hayo yai mpanji njinga kwa kule nenu, nendine demene ne nzambi ne abenisho di filiji yetu di keseji.
Now, many people has wondered why we are so odd and so noisy. You know, this is kind of a different a type of a convention than what people are used to seeing. And usually everything is kind of a cut and dried form.
Mpinjeu, bantu babu ni batuanu balikuanka, buwashini tulibantu bahabu wabu, nebika le tuenze mitoe mikol. Niliba mania, echi chibilu ncha mushindu mushilane, nishi tubantu ne chibidulu shakumona mona. Nenku hachibidulu, biyonsu bituanu, biya mushindu wa mumena kulongolola.
But when we come to these conventions, which has been my privilege now for several years since we first started, we don't hardly know what we're going to do.
Kadi hatuli tulio kubibilu ebi, mundi muhete kuhani jese edi mpindiyo kukadi bidi mumulongu longu, kacha kubangi lebu musangu wa kumpala kwa ka, nenku katuene meneba manyene chituenza nchinito.
We just come and surrender ourselves, that's the only thing that we know to do, and God does the rest of it. So that makes us a very peculiar acting people.
Tujitulohe tuanu chana na kadiku jilambula. Kechintu chimwehele chitu dibamani mbuwa kwenzi. Nenku nzambi keuduwenze bikuwa bibishala. Hana nkuwa chi kechiji chituvuja bantu badibenza malu ahabu wawo mene mene.
The other day, someone said, you know, you people are really an oddball. And I said, well, I suppose we are.
Jinga dituku muntu kampanda kwamba ene, udumanyes, nwe nwaba nujibi mwonyi mwonyanu bietu bia bushu webi. Memene, ngele mejini kichitu disu.
And I remember one of the conventions, Brother Troy was telling me one time of a little German that said he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Nenkundi mvuluka mchimo chaku bibilu. Mwane tu Troy, uvundonde la musang kampanda bwakalu miyana kakwa wabukachena almani, kavakambene kavakaheta jibatiza janyumo mwimpa.
And the next day in the shop where he was working, he would raise his hands and praise the Lord and speak in tongues and just carry on awful.
Nenku jitu kujakalonda, muchahu mufaku kenzele mujimu, kavamu wakwele bianza mulu, kadikutumbisha mkalenga, nekwakule mmyakulu nekwenza malu bunchanana kaya sankishoto.
Finally the boss came by and said, Heine, what's the matter with you? He said, oh, I got saved. He said, my heart's just overflowing with joy.
Kende kelwa byonso fumwa kwa mujimu kusemena ye kwamba ne Heine, nchilumbu kaye chiwewos. Yene, ka, sindi musungi jibwa. Yene, moyuani mule ni disanka jile nifanshi.
He said, well, you must have been down with that bunch of nuts down there. He said, yes, glory to God. So thank the Lord for the nuts.
Yene, uji nisha kukala muka hetanga nani musumba wabahala lwa kuinshi kwa ka. Yene, yo, butumbi kuji nzambi, yene, njinsa kidila muka lenga wabahala.
He said, you take the automobile, come down the road, said you take all the nuts out of it, you haven't got nothing but a bunch of yunk. And that's that's just about right, you know.
Yene, yene, angatanu mashinietoa enda hoeka nenjil. Yene, umushanu malu onswa di kwa u, kwa kushala kune chintu to, anu mushiki wa bilata lata. Nenkwa chichijanu, nchenze buchabushua, nuriba mani.
One day in California, I was going down the streets of Los Angeles, and I seen a man had a sign on his breast, and here...
Jinga dituku mu California mvangenda mpweka ni misesu ya mu Los Angeles, kemema kumona muntu ne chimanyu chifunda hachaji ne afa.
He said, I am a fool for Christ, and everybody was looking at him, and I noticed him turning around and looking after he passed by.
Nenku uvua mba nendi muhala bwa Kristo, nenku bantu bonsu bavuana ba mutangil, kemema kumona bakujimoka ba mutangila havoye mwana kuhita.
And I thought I would follow with the rest of them, and on the his back he said, whose fool are you? I suppose we were all kind of odd one to the other, you know.
Kemema kujambirile nemfu mwa kwenza baku wabwabu, nemku fa, fani mfendafu ufu ambane. Uwe udi muhali wangani, eyo, ngelemeji ni tuetu bonsu tulibantu bahabu wabu, mumu shindu kampanda, yu kujiewu, nilibamani.
But, you know, the world gets in such a rut. Something different makes it so odd to the people does think that it's something's wrong. And usually God has to do something so unusual to get the people back to the Bible again.
Kaji nuriba manya ba habuloba bariba tamba kubwele mu bibili lwanu bimo bimwa. Umushindu wane chintu chati shilana chiji chilwa cha habwachi. Umushindu wane bantu babangu jambile ne nchintu cha chibi. Nenku hachibidilu nzambi bikenle enze chintu cha habuachi wakwali uja chaka bilibantu kubibli.
I can imagine that Noah was kind of a nut to that scientific age that he lived in because they could prove there was no water in the skies.
Njimu wakujifanikijile ne Noah uvomweze bu muhala buachi kondi shamalu wa mamanya chivwaini moyachi. Walubobu bavomu wakujadika ne kakuvomai mu mauluto.
But God said there would be some there, so Noah preaching and believing that, he become a nut.
Kadi nzambi vumwambe ne ikalimu. Hana anku Noah, muikala uishe ne wite uje chinashi, wakalo muhala.
And I'd imagine that when Moses went down in Egypt, he was kind of a nut to Pharaoh, but remember, Pharaoh was a nut to him too. So we realize that.
Kabidi, njimufanine kutifane kijire ne, haka hoka mwase mwe Egyptu, vomwenzo bumuhala bwa palo. Kaji, vuluka ane, palo vomuhala kujiyefend. Hananku, bavua kichitu ditufika kujumvua.
Even Jesus was considered a heretic. That's right. Martin Luther was a nut to the Catholic Church, and John Wesley was a nut to the Anglican.
Nasha Yesu, baka mwangata bumuabulu janganyi. Nchabushua. Martin Luther uvomuhala kujiekeleze wa Katolik. Ne John Wesley uvomuhala kujiba Anglikan.
So, you know, it's about time for another nut, don't you think so?
Hana anku, niriba mani, jiba dikadi hakuakana buwa muhala mkwabu. Kanu eno kuhene, nuele meji na anku anyu.
But before there can be a nut, you know, there has to be a bolt first. Amen. The thread to it.
Kaji kumpela kwa kuikala kubulu, nidiba mania, bikenle kwa anshu kuikala mulonda wansalu, jambeji, mwa kubweja mu, kunyungulula.
So, you know, Noah being a nut, he takes the nut, it pulls a bolt, pulls something together and holds something together.
Hana anku, nidiba mania, Noah bumuwa imuhala, yeye, bikenle bulu, budibukoka mulonda wansalu wawu, mwa kukoka nekutuwa angaje bintu kampanda, Bushala bulema kajabintu kampan.
So Noah was able to pull all that would believe into the ark out of the judgments for being a nut.
Hananku Noah vomukumbana kukoka babonsu bavomwa kuita buja kuba bweja mubwatu kuba hatule mumanyoka mukuikala muhala.
We find out that Moses pulled the church out of Egypt by being a nut. That's right.
Tudi tujandule ne Mosa wakakoka ekelezi okumuhatule mu Egyptu mukuikala muhala nchabushu.
I think we need a nut now to pull the bride out of the church. We need something now.
Ngelemejine bidibi tukengela muhala mpinjeu bwaye kukwa kamuka jumbusela kumuha tulemwe kelezia. Bidibi tukengele shintu kampanda mpinjeu chikwabu.
So we are very odd sort of people, and I thought tonight if the Lord was willing I would try to read some scriptures pertaining to this and would speak to you just a few moments and try to show you why we are such an odd people.
Hananku tulibantu wa mushindo wa habu wa umenemena. Nenku mvomwele mejidilo lwejine umkalemu wa kuanisha nenteta buwa kubala ndambu wa mifundu iditangile buina buwa lwebu. Nenku mufwani nukwa kule kunenu mutanchi mukesi buwa mwona mwakunileja buwa chini tuwe tutulibantu baha buwa buwa mshindu hao.
Let us turn in the scriptures now to Philippians the second chapter 1 and 8, 2 Corinthians 3, 6. And let us read as we believe God's word.
Tubululai mumifundo mpinjeu mfilipo yenshapita mwibidi kumpikila kumvesa wakumpeletoni kwa mwanda mkulu ne Kolinto mwibidi isatu mwisambombu nenku tubalai umutu dituitabuja jiri anzambi.
And now, just before we read, let us bow our heads for prayer.
Nenku mpinjeu kumpelemine kwa tuetu kubala tunika emitu yetu wa kusambila.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we are indeed a privileged people tonight to be living in this age and see the things that we see going on and to know that the time is close at hand when Jesus will come for His church. All that thrills our hearts, Lord.
Tatu wa mujulu wa ngasa, tujibushu wa chisamba cha jesa, dilo ulueji, wakuikale ne moyo muchikondwechi ne kumona malwa turi tumone nzeka ne bwakumanya ne jibe dikadi habu himene mene jikale Yesu mwakuvile keleze wende ka achisichijitenze ni myoyi yetu ituhika ne risanka mukaleng.
And as we pull back the pages tonight, we pray that you'll give us a context out of this text.
Ne nkuha turi tubulule mabejaji lolweji.
And may the Holy Spirit reveal to our hearts the things that would be good and pleasing to God, for we asked it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Believe I'll ask you to do something. I usually ask some strange things, and I hope I'm not asking anything too strange.
Nudibamanya ngelemejine nenlombe buwakwenze chintu kampanda. Ntu hachibidilu ndombe bintu kampanda biyahabuwabi. Kadi njini jitekemina jane nchakulombe chintu chachitambu kikala chahabuwachito.
But when we pledge allegiance to the flag, we all stand and the flag passes by, we stand, which we should, and we stand to salute. Let's just stand to our feet while we read the word, if you will.
Kadi hatutu tuchi hacheleka kujibendela, tututu imanye na bon school. Ne hatujibendele jihita, tututujuka kulu, bualu cho chachi, nchitu chikengle tuwe tukwenze. Kabidi tututujukila kulu, buakwele jibendele moi. Tujukila yaku kulu, hatujitubala jiyafa, bunen mwakuswa.
2 Corinthians 3:6.
Kolinto mwibidi, nshapita mwisato, isambom.
Who has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit? For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life.
Yeye, urimutu vwija bambi bakumbanina badihuingile jihadi ya. Kadi idi adileta to, kadi janyuma, walu dileta jididisha.
But if the ministration of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away.
Kadihikala mudimu alufu, mufunda ne mutahamabwa. Uvoa butumbi mumushindwa ne bana ba Israel lakaba vwa mwakushala batangila ni kulenga mena konsu mpala wa mosa wa butumbi wa luke buluenda butumbi buinabu mbuvone cha kumushibwa.
How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
Ambatu mvua mujimu wa nyuma ni cha kuikala ni butumbi butamba.
Or if the ministration of condemnation be glorious, such more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory.
Bwalu hikala mujimu wa dihila mwikala wa butumbi. Mushindu wawu mujimu wa bwakana mutambilila ku butumbi.
Or even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reasons of the glory that excelleth far. If that which is done away was glorious, how or much more that which remaineth is glorious.
Bwalu nashe china chakovujibo cha butumbi achika chivone butumbi bwina mushindo yuto. Bwatubingila twa butumbi buri butambirile. Bwalu hikale chichidichi mushibwa chivo cha butumbi munyi ani chidichishala chitamba kuikala cha butumbi.
Seeing then that we have such a hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished.
Nanku bumujibine tuetu tudine jitekemena dia mushindu ewu, tujituangata jijilekelele jinene dia ngaku ilu. Nenku kabibu mosato, uvo uteka chibuikulu hampala penda. Wabana ba Israela kaba hechi mushindu wakumona ne kulenga mena konsu ndekelu wachivo chumushibo.
But their minds were blinded, or until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ.
Mejabu avamafofo mija, bwalu tone kujitukweji, chibu ikilu chimochimo chidika chichumushachi, chidichi shala haribu babala jihuingile jikulukulu. Chochi chibu ikiluachi, mchumushibu mukilisto.
But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart.
Kaje nashi tone kujitukwedi haribu babala mosa chibu ikiluachi chidiha moyo wabu.
Nevertheless, when it shall be turned to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Not now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Nasha nanku hikalawu mkujimuna kujimukalenga chibu ikiluachi nechumushibu. Kabi mpindi ya mukalenga ke ujinyuma au. Ne kujinyuma wa mukalenga aku ke kujibudishikamini.
But we all, with open faces, behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord, the changing unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Kalitwetu bonso, ne mpalaka imibu ikileto, tujitutane bienza bumulu mwenu butumbi bwa mukalea. Jikujimuka jamuchi mfuanishi mchimuachi kubutumbi ne kubutumbi, bienza anu bukunyuma wa mukalea.
And in Philippians 2 we read this, beginning with the first and reading to the eighth verse.
Nenku mu Filipo yi muibiji tujitubala nunku. Bika la tubanle kumvesa wa kumpala, tuende tubala to ni kuwa muanda mkuru.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord and one mind.
Nenku, hikala ku busambi kampanda mukilisto, hikala ku jikankamika kampanda ja jinanga, jumvana kampanda ja nyuma, hikala ku moyi kampanda waluse, vuija idisanka jani dikumbana, bwanukale ne meji a momu mwa, bikala ne jinanga ja momu mwa, bikala mu jumvana na jimwa, ne meji a mwa.
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves.
Kakwenze kichintu bwajiko kangana anyi bwabutumbi bwahatuhuto. Kaji mujiji huwekesha jamumeji muntu ne muntu abale bakwabu bubimpa kumutamba yeye.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on things of others.
Muntu ne muntu katangija anumalu ende yeye mwine to, kadi muntu ne muntu atangile kabidi malu abakwabo.
Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Meja ikala munda mwenu, abwena vokabidi munda mwa Yesu Kristo. Yeye mwikala mumwene kelu wanzambi, kakela kumeji ni nchintu chakunyenga wa kwikala mumu mwene nzambi to.
But made of himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man.
Kadi wakajivuije yeye mwina buka iwalumu ne wakajanga chila mwenekelu wa musadidi ne wakavuije buwa mchimfuani cha bantu.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross.
Nenku hakasanga niboyi mumushindu wa muntu wakajivuekesha ne wakashala mutumikidi tone kulufu.
Let us pray.
Tusambilai.
Heavenly Father, this great word that has been read tonight from thy holy writ, make it so real to our hearts that we will go from here like those going from Emmaus, saying, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us along the road? For we asked it in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated.
Tatu wa mujulu, jiji neneji, jijiba jibo, jiloloeji, mumifundu yebe ya chijila, ujivuije ku, jabushwe mene mene munda muamio yetu, watumuka muabeu, bubavobafumina kuwe mause abu, bika la tuambene, mio yetu kaivwa mikuata kahe munda muetu, havoye, wakule netu munjila huani. Bualu, tujitulomba nunku, mujine ya Yesu. Amen. Nima kusombe la hansha.
Now, this is a very odd text, but I think it's very suiting for the occasion. I'm going to speak on the subject of the mighty God unveiled before us.
Mpinjeu ekukubala nkwa habu waku, kadi njinge elemeji ne nkukumbananga na bikola ne budihanshebu. Mvomuso kwa kule hachena bualuchane, nzambi wabukole mubulula kumpala kwetu.
Now, since there has been man, there has been a hunger in man's heart to find out where he came from and what's his reason of being here and where he's going.
Mpinjeu kubangilanu kachemuntu ikalaku. Kudinzala mumoyu wa muntu ya kujandula kujiemu fumineni mpeni. Nekabini lekenda kadikala yi muabeu nkachini nekuyaye mpeni.
There's only one can answer that. That's the one who brought him here. And man has always wanted to see God.
Kujano umwe hela uji mwa kwanda mwenda kuachi. Nye uwa kamufikisha mwa bewao. Ne muntu utimisangu yonso anu jingwa kumwana nzambi.
Back in the Old Testament, we find out that God veiled himself from unbelievers. God has a very odd way of dealing with people.
Kale wawa mudihungile jikulukulu, tujitujandule ne nzambi uvojubui kila usoko mabena buhija. Nzambi utune mushindo wahabu wawu, wakukwata mudimune bantu.
He hides himself from the unbeliever and reveals himself to the believer. God does it.
Utu usoko mamwena buhija, kadimui kale ujibulula, kujimwena kuitabuja, kechi tunzambi wenza.
Jesus thanked the Father that he had hid these things from the wise and prudent and would reveal it to babes such as would learn.
Yesu wakasa kijila tatu ne yeye wakasa kwa kabena lungeni ne batale mimalwa ne uvumu wakubulu ila bana bu ababari basu kuyila.
So we find that God never changes in his nature and he's always doing his work the same.
Hananku tujitu sana ne nzambi katuku ushintu lukato. Mungika diluend, ne ye ujiweza mujimuenda anumushindu mwemu wawo.
We find out in Malachi 3 He said, I am God and I change not. So he works in the same principle all the time.
Tudi tujandula mumalaki isatune. Ye mwambene njinzambi chena nshintuluka to. Hananku ye utukwa tamunjimu bilonde shilejiji kulijimujimuaji jiba jons.
Now, we take one of the oldest books of the Bible. When Job, one of the most righteous men of his day, a perfect man in the laws of God, a servant, noble, honorable servant, even to God said, there's none like him in the earth.
Mpinje utujituangata umu wa kumikanda ya kale menemene ya Bible. Hafo yobo, umu wa kubantu bavubatambu kukala bakana, ba mujitu kujienda. Muntu muhuanga na mumikenji ya Nzambi, musajidi, wangika jilumilenga be, musajidi, wakunemi kibwa, mumushindu wa Nzambi mwina wambane, kakwene muntu na ashumwa buye yeto, habuloba.
But his desire one time to see God, he know that there was a God and he felt that he would like to see him.
Kaji, jijinga jienda chikondo kampanda, jakumona Nzambi, uvumumani ne Nzambi uvoku, kekumvoine uvo ujinga kumumona.
Otherwise, go to his house and knock on the door and say, I'd like to speak with you. Sit down, talk with him like we would with each other.
Ani, mushindu mukwabu, kuye kumbele kuenda, kadi kukokole kuchibi. Kwambane, njinjinga kuyikilanga na kunebe. Kusombele hashi, kuyikilanga na nenda, mushindu tujitwe toababa fwanyine kuyikilanga na neba kuetweu.
We have an understanding. That's why we're in these conventions where we come together and express our thoughts and we understand one another better when we talk things over with each other.
Tudi ni jumfa kampanda kebwa chini tudi mu bibiluebi mutudi tudi sangisha ne twamba hatoka meja tudi nao nenku tudi tumva neu bimpa menemena hatudi tumvi janga na malu muntu ne mukwenda.
Ministers do that. People of all walks of life do it. Talk things over.
Nekechi tubambi benza, bantu babihiri byonsu byansombelu, batu benza nanku, bumvijanga na malu.
Job, God was so real to him, he wanted to find out if he couldn't go knock at his door and have an interview with him.
Nenku yobu, Nzambi vwanu wetu wabushuwe kujie, umushindo wane uvumusu kujandula, neka voku mwakuya, kukokole kushibichenda, ne kwenza nende muyiki wababidi.
But we find out that God did speak to him, but he was veiled. He was veiled in a form of a whirlwind.
Kadi tudi tujandule nenzambi wakakule nenda nubietu biachabu shwebe. Kadi yeye mwikala mubuikila. Uvu mubuikila mwenekelu wanvunda.
And he told Job to gird up his loins. He was going to speak to him like a man.
Kekwambile Yobu wakusenia yimukaba mchifuka.
And he came down in a whirlwind and spoke to Job. And he was made known to Job through the whirlwind, yet he did not exactly see him.
He
could just hear the wind blowing. And turning around in the trees, and the voice came out of the whirlwind, but God was veiled in the whirlwind.
Uvomwa kumvwa nunvunda ututa ne unyonuka mumichi. Nenku jiji vojihatukila munvundamu, kadin Zambi uvomubuikila munvunda.
We find down in Africa, South Africa, they use the word Amaya, which means an unseen force.
Tuditu sana mu Afrika momwa, mu Afrika waku sud, batune mu akweu amoya, uri umvijane, bukola budikabu yubu mweneka.
And this unseen force in the whirlwind had an audible voice that spoke out to Job, yet he never seen his form, but he was veiled to him by the whirlwind.
Nenku bukola budikabu yubu mweneke bu, mumvundamu, buvone jiji ajumvika kumachi, jivoja akule bikole ne yobu, kadi yeye kaimwa kumona mweneke luwende to. Kadi yeye uvumubuikila kujiye kujimvunda.
We find one of the great prophets of the Bible, Moses of the Old Testament, one of God's chosen, selected, predestined servants. He also desired to see him.
Tudi tu sana umwe wakuba profeta banene ba mu Bible Mosa wa mudihungile jukulukulu umwe wakuba sajiji basungula banzambi basobola bajanjila kulongolola wakajinga henda wakumumona.
He'd been so close to him and seen so many things of his great mystic hand going before him and doing things that only God could do.
Ukavo mwikala habu ihi mene mene nenda. Ne ukavo mwone mwone bintu bia bungi mene mene bia chanze chende chine ne chivoka chii. Chimwene kachi chikala chitakana kumpala kuenda. Ne chenze bintu bivuanu nzambi nka yenda mufaina kuenza.
He desired to see him one day and God told him, go stand on the rock.
Kujinga ibu wakumu mwone jinga jituku. Kenzambi kumuambilene ndaku ima inahalubu ebu.
And while standing on the rock, Moses seen him pass. He saw the back of him, and he said, it looked like a man, a man's back.
Nenku havo imu ima inahalwebo ahu, mosa kumumona uhita. Kumona ii nima wend, keko ambayene, uvomufuanangane ni mwamuntu, nima wamuntu.
Yet he did not see God. He only seen the veil of God. The Bible said no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten of the Father has declared him. So Moses saw him veiled as a man.
Kaji kakamona nzambi to, wakamona nuchibikulu cha nzambi. Biblia utumuambene, muntu na ansho umwe katumuanju kumona kunzambi kacheto. Kaji umwe hele mulela watatu ke ujimuma nishatok. Nenku, mosa wakamumona mubuikila mwenza bumuntu.
We find that Jehovah of the Old Testament was just Jesus of the New Testament.
Tujitu sangana ni Yehova wadihungile jikulukulu, keuvo Yesu wadihungila jihadiha.
And Dr. Schofield here, we find that his word changing from form, we find the word morpha in Greek, which means the unseen was made visible.
Nenku Dr. Schofield afa, tujitu sangane ne mwaku wende yeye, nkushintuluka kwa mwene kelu. Tujitu sangane mwaku en morphe, mchena ngelika, uri umvijane, chivaka chichi mweneka, chaka vijibwa, chachi mweneka.
Something that cannot, we know it's there, it can be, cannot be seen, but yet we know that it's there.
Chintu kampanda chijika chimwa tulibamene nishijiku. Chijimwa kuikala. Kachena mwakumweneka kadina ashana nku tulibamene nishijiku.
And when he changed his form, the morpha, which means that he changed from supernatural to natural.
Nenku hakashintu lula yimweneke luwenda wa en morphe. Chijichumvuija ne yeye wakashintuluka kumuka kukuchitamba mfukilu kuya kuchamubu fuki.
And he just changed his mask. And otherwise, it's like a drama. He was acting in the Greek when they would change their mask. Maybe one player might have acted in several different parts.
Nenku, yeye wakashintululanu shibikilu chende chakwisu chanana, munga kwilu mkwabu. Nchenze mutu jina yamu, uvuwenze jina ya, nenku kubena ngelika, hafabwe shintulele shibikilu shakwisu, hamuaha muntu muehele una, muna yu muehele, uvumu wakuikala muna ye miaba, ya bani yiba shile shilangana babuni.
And my daughter present here, they just had at the high school a drama. And the one boy that I know played about four parts.
Kaji mwana ni wabakaji uri mwabewewu. Mbafu mine kujenza mtu lasa tu bandila jinai. Nenku mwana wabalu mumwe hele untu mumanya. Muna imiamba ya bana ibato kubanai.
But he would go behind the stage and change his mask in order to come out to impersonate another character.
Kaji uvuanu mwakunyu ngulikila hani mahachibumba cha jinai lafu. Kaji kushintule shibikilu chenda cha kuisu.
Now, if you will take the Old Testament prophecies concerning what the Messiah was to be, you can compare it with the life of Jesus and you've got it exactly who Jesus was.
Mpinjeu nenu baso kwanga tabi profeta bia mudi hungile di kulukuli biba biamba chivwa masi ya ni chakwikala. Nuji wakubi fwanikisha ni ensombelu wa Yesu. Nuji nuhetanu mene mene ni Yesu wangani.
He was not just an ordinary man. He was God. Marfa, he was changed from the supernatural into the natural form of a man, yet he was God manifested in the flesh, veiled by a human fleshly veil.
Kavuano muntu wetu ahatuweuto, uvuan zambi and morph, yeya wakashintuluka kumuka ku, kuchitamba mfukilu, kubwele mumu enikelu wa mubu fuki wa muntu. Kadi yeye uvuan zambi, mumu enishibu mubiji, mubu ikilo kujimuntu, chibu ikilu cha mubiji.
And you watch the Old Testament, I know that I'm speaking to a mixed up audience tonight from different parts of the world.
Nenku tangila idi hungile jukulukulu, nji mumeni ne, nji munkachi mwakwa kule ni batele jiba samba kana jilo ulueji, bafuina kubitu habishile shilanga nabi abuloba.
And we are here to find out what are we doing? Where are we getting to? What's happening? What does all this mean?
Nenku turi mwabe umwakujandula. Chitu tuenza nchini. Chitu di nchini. Tulibata ile hen. Chidi munga chuma kuenze ke nchini. Bion suebi, bidibi unvije chini.
And now we find in here that if you Jewish men and women and the rabbis and in the temple in the days gone by, if they'd watched the Bible, the prophecies, instead of the traditions, they would have recognized who Jesus was.
Nenkumpinje utu sanga na munemwemu bwane bunwenu bena yuda baluma nebaka jaba nebalabi mu temple mu matukakadi mahit bune bavoku batai le bible bi profeta hamutu habilel nunkumba jingulule ne Yesu vangani.
They would have never called him Beelzebub. They would have never have crucified him. But it all had to act out. That's part of the drama. And they were blinded on this case.
Nunku kimba mubikile kuni Beelzebula to. Nunku kimba muhohele panku ruse to. Kadi bivu bikengele ni bionswa binayibu. Bivu chitu hachadi na ya. Kadi bobo, bavu bafofu mijibu, habu aluebu.
It's like many of you men and women here tonight, maybe my age or a little older. You remember here in America years ago, before the Chinese.
Bijanu mujibabu inibenu balume baka jidilo olueji mwabeu. Bafanyi na kuikale babidimu mwenani ani bampichile kundambu. Nujibavulika ne munemu mu Amerikemu kukadi bidimu kumpala kwa bashinwa.
My brother just introduced here that come on my mind when I was talking to him, how that they couldn't speak English and they run the laundry.
Mwane tuwabalu mwaleji mwabewewe kibualu wabu kumvu ile mumeji hamvu nikilane nenda. Mushindu vabuni chibidi lucha kaba vumwa kwa kula angleto. Kadiba vwa vavone mashini adisukule bilamb.
And you go to his laundry to get your laundry done. The Chinese laundryman would take a tag and would tear it in a certain way. You take one part of the tag, he'd take the other part.
Nenku, how do you machine and daddy sukule bilambao, wakukusukula bubilamba, musukidua bilamba wabashinuau, vuma kwanta cabbage, ne vuma kuka hand mumushindu kampand. Wewa, would you want takasakamoka cabbageaku, ye yovuanataka kwabukahesa.
But when you come back to claim your belongings, those two pieces of paper had the dovetail.
Kadi hau kadi walu kila buwa kula mbibi intu biebe. Vyo bikengli intu hesu tubijitua kabejatu tuhetangan.
And if it didn't dovetail just exactly right, you couldn't impersonate it in any way. Because he had one piece and you had the other.
Kadi havotu katu yu tuhetangan na kantu ne kantu mene mene to. Kufumu waku katentu le mushindu kai kana wonsu to. Bualu ye uva ne kahesa, ne weheba, ne kakwabu.
And if it impersonated, then you had a right to claim what was yours. And then you got what belonged to you when you possess the other part of the contract.
Nenku koku kuika le ditentula nenku vone bukenji bwa kulombe bivobiebe wewe. Nenku wewe uli muheta bivobiebe wewe. Hauli neka hesa kakwabuka mukanda wa jumvanga nako.
So is it tonight? When we got the other part of the contract, when God tore his son into at Calvary and taken the body up for a sacrifice and sent the spirit down to us that once lived in a man, Jesus.
Kemujibidi lolwedi hatunika hisika kuwabuka mukanda wa jumvanga nafa. Nzambi ha handulu la ye mwanenda mbihesi bibiji ku Calvario wakantu mubiji ekuba njisho mulu bumulambu nekutu hinga jile nyuma hanshi waka sombele musankampa nda mumuntu au. Yes.
That same God is unveiled tonight in the form of the Holy Ghost. Those two pieces has to come together. Then you're part of the contract.
Nzambi umwe mwawu ujimushibiki dijulo lwedi. Mumwe nekeluwani mwimpe. Bikenle tuhese tubijatu tutuangana. Hadi ibaji ujichihese chamukandawu wajumvuangana.
God did this to be better known to man when he made himself man.
Nchidi nzambi mwenze. Wakumanyika bimpe memena kujimuntu. Hakajenza imuntu.
I was reading a story some years ago. And in this story, it said a great noble king. I forget the name of him just now. I wasn't thinking about speaking of the story.
Mvambala bwalu kampanda buvububalonda kukadi bidimu. Nekumubwalu abu. Pavobambane mfumumune na kampanda. Wangi kadilumine yangabe. Nye ungahu jine jende moi, buwampindye wewe, nchifomwele mejine, nengakula habualu wine buto.
Perhaps fiction, but it leads us to a point that gives us a background on what we want to say.
Bobu ina hamuaha mbufanyikisha. Kaji, budibu tulombo la kukantu, kadika tuyesha mwaba, wakujadi kile bitu jii tujingo kwamba.
This king... He was such a noble king and such a great lover of his subjects. But one day before his guard and his royalty, he said, today you see me for your last time for many years.
Mfumweu uvon fumwangi kajumilenga be. Mwikala munanga bantu benda be. Umushindu wane. Jitu kujikuwabu kumpala kwa balemi benda ne be na mbukalenga buenda kwa mbaine. Leluewu, nujinu muna buwamusangu wenu wandekelu, buwabidimu biabuwi.
And his guard and his nobles said to him, good king, why do you say that? Are you going to a foreign country somewhere? You become an alien.
Kebala mibenda, nebena mbukali mbwenda kumuambila bune. Mfumu mwimp, chudu wambile nanku kechini. Uya ya kujitunga, jakuba benda, mwaba kampanda.
He said, no, I'm staying right here. He said, I'm going out amongst my subjects. I'm going to become a peasant.
Ye nito? Ndi shalan mwabew. Eh, ke ye yao. Ndi mpatuka, nyamunka chmwabantu bani, nyaka shala chijim.
I'm going to cut wood with the wood chopper. I'm going to till the ground with the toiler. I am going to prune the vines with those who prune the vines.
Nyaka kosemichi ne mukoshwa michi. Nyaka kajime bujimi ne mwenjwa mujimukol. Nyaka songa mvinyo hamone aba betu basonga mvinyo.
I'm going to be one of them in order to get a better acquainted with what they are doing.
Nyaka shalomo wabo bwamone mwakweta jimane jimpa menemene ja bijibo benza.
And I love them, and I want to be more acquainted with them personally. They won't know me, but yet I want to be acquainted with them in that way.
Njimuba nange, nengu njimuso kubambane bihita ahume muine. Bobu kaba kumbanye to, kadina ansha nangu njimuso kubambane mushindo aho.
And the next morning when his delegates, all of his people seen him, or the ones who's in the palace, take off his crown and lay it down upon the seat, the throne, and take his robe off and put on peasant's clothes, walk out amongst the common people.
Nenku hakacha bumujinda, bami ni ampale benda, ne bantu benda bonsu, ani aba bavumunzu buwabu kalenga, haka mumu na buu mshu chifuli chende chabutumbi chuteka hankwasa, hankwasa wabutumbi, ne uvula muzabi wenda, uvwaya bila ambabia chijima, uhatuka uyamunga chumwa bantu betu bahatu huaba.
Now, in that little story, we find out then about God.
Mpinjeu, mkabu waluka kese kadibuba londaku, tujitu sanga na mbualu wanzambi.
They said to the king, said, King, we want you, we love you, we want you to remain king.
Kwambila bu mfumu waune, mfumu tuliba kuswe, tuliba kunanga, tuliba so ushala na mfumu.
But he wanted to become one of them to know them better, that they'd know him better, really what he was. It would display to them what he really was.
Kadivu mso kushala umu wabu, buwa kutambe kubamanya, buwa bobu kutambe kumumanya, chivoye mubulelela. Achi chivuwa mwa kubaleja hatoka chivuwa imubulelela.
And that's what God did. He changed himself from being Jehovah God to become one of us. That he might suffer, he might taste death. He might know what the sting of death was and take the penalty of death upon himself.
Kecha kenza nzambi achi. Yeye wakali shintulula kumuka kubu yeho nzambi. Wakushala umu wetu, waye kumwana mwaku kenga, waye kumwana mwakulabule lufu, waye kumwana mwakumane ne kalonda ka lufu kavwanchini, ne kwambule chiba ucha lufu hambidi hende ye mwenu.
He laid aside his crown and his robe and became one of us.
Ye wakateka kuluseka chifulu chenda, chenda cha butumbi ne muzabi wenda, ne wakala umu wetu.
He washed feet with the lowly. He dwelt in the tents with the poor. He slept in the woods and in the streets with those who were underprivileged.
Wakowe shanga na mai kumakasa ne bantu ba chihansh. Wakasombela muntenta ne bahel. Wakalala mumetu ne mumisesu ne bavukaba ijeya.
He became one of us, that he might understand us better, and that we might understand him better.
Wakalomo wetu, waye kumona mwakutamba kutumanya, ne bwatwetu kutamba kumumanya.
Now, I think in that we find out that changing himself, what he did.
Mpindye ungelemeji mucho chachi, tujitu jandule di shintuluka. Jaye mwina chakenzai.
If you'll notice, he came in the name of three sons. He came in the name of the Son of Man, and in the Son of God, and the Son of David.
Nwendo baso kumona, yeye mulo mudina jabana babaluma basatu. Wakalo mudina jamwana wa muntu, ne mumwana wa nzambi, ne mwana wa Davidi.
He came as Son of Man. Now in Ezekiel 2:3, Jehovah himself called Ezekiel the prophet, the Son of Man. Son of Man means a prophet.
Wakala bumwana wa muntu. Mpindyeu muye Hezekela chapter mwibiji isatu. Yehowa ye mwina wakabikile ye Hezekela mu profeta ne mwana wa muntu. Mwana wa muntu uduso kwamba ne mu profeta.
He had to come that way to fulfill Deuteronomy 18:15, which Moses said, "The Lord your God shall raise up among you a prophet like unto me."
Vobi kengela lo mushindo awo wakuja Deuteronomy chapter 10 mwanda mukulu 15 muvomosa mwambene mukalenga nzambi webe ne ajole munkachimwebo mu profeta mufananga nene mem.
He never called himself the Son of God. He referred to himself the Son of Man, because he had to come according to the Scripture.
Ye kakajibikele kune mwana wa nzambi to, wakajamba ye mwenene, mwana wa muntu, bwalu bivibikele ye kule bilonde shala mufundu.
See, he had to make those two pieces of torn paper, the Old Testament prophecy and his own character, to be exactly the same. So he come the Son of Man. come in that form.
No monyan. Biobika eliye kwenza bwato yesu tubiri twaji bejihanda tu chi profeta cha dihunyeli dikulukulu ne wenda ngika diluye mwina bwakuikala bianu bia momu mwemenemen. Hananku ye wakalwa mwana wa muntu mulo mwa umwenekelo.
Then we find after his death, burial, and resurrection, he came on the day of Pentecost as Son of God, God the Spirit, in the form Holy Ghost.
Hashisha tujitu sangane ne hani mahalufu luenda, jijikibwa, ne jibika jakulufu, yeye wakalua mujitu kujampenta bumwana wa Nzambi, Nzambi, nyuma, mumu enekeluawu, nyuma muimpa.
What was he doing? He was changing himself, making himself known to his people in a different form.
Chivoi wenzanchini, uvo ujishintulula, ujimanisha kudibantu benda mumu enekelu mshilangana.
Like the Holy Spirit, which is God, he came to deal through the church ages as Son of God, the Holy Spirit.
Bumu jinyuma muimpa, ulimuikala Nzambi, wakalo kukwata mudimunda muabikondo bia ekelezia, bumuana wa Nzambi, nyuma muimpa.
But in the millennium, he comes as Son of David, to sit on the throne of David, king. He was to take the throne of David. He's on the Father's throne now.
Kajimubukalenga buwabidi mchinunu, uji ulubu mwana wa Davidi, buwakusomba mkwasa wa butumbi wa Davidi, mfumu. Bivubike elangata mkwasa wa butumbi wa Davidi, uji mkwasa wa butumbi wa tatu mpinjiyo.
And then he said, he that overcometh shall sit with me on my throne as I've overcome and sat on my Father's throne.
Nihashishe ye wakambane, e uwachi muna ne asombe nani mkwasa wani wabutumbi, anumundi mchimuna ne musombe mkwasa wabutumbi watatu wani.
So he, in the millennium, he'll be Son of David. What is it? The same God, all the time just changing his mask.
Hananku yeye mbukalenga buwabidi mchinunu, yeye nikala mwana wa Davidi. Nchini achi, Nzambi umo umuawu, jiba jonsu, mwikalanu ushintulula chibuiki luchenda, chakwisu.
I am to my wife a husband.
Mema buwamuka jani, njiba yenda.
Did you notice the Syrophoenician woman said, Thou son of David, have mercy, he never even bothered him at all.
Nukava bamonani, muka juwabena sirofenesi wakambane, we mwana wa Davidi fuakulu se. Yeye achi, kachaka mutachisha kuto, na ashaka kesi.
She had no rights to call him that. She had no claims on him as Son of David.
Kavone bukenji wakumubikile na mkuto? Kavone bukenji kujie bu mwana wa Davidi to?
He's the Son of David to the Jew. And now he come, but when she called him Lord, he was her Lord. Then she got what she asked for. Now, as he's just changing himself.
Yeye uvwa, yeye udu mwana wa Davidi, mbwa mwene Yuda. Nenkumpindyeu, yeye mulwa, kadi yeye hakamubikile ine mukalenga, yeye uvwa mukalenga wenda, nekuheta ye chivoyi ulombachi. Mpindyeu bu yeye, ujanu ujishintulula.
Now in my home, I'm three different people. In my home, my wife has claims on me as husband. My daughter out there, she doesn't have any claims on me as husband. I am her father.
Mpinjeu mujiku jani, meme njibantu basatu bashilangan. Mujiku jani, muka jani ujine bukenji ku njibuba yend. Mwanani wabaka juwawa, kene ni bukenji kundi memu bubayende to, njita tuende.
And my little grandson there, I'm grandfather to him. So he has no right to call me father. I'm not his father. My son is his father. I am his grandfather. But I'm still the same man.
Ne muikuluani mukesa wawa, njiku jie buka kuenda. Ne nku kene ni bukenji buwa kumbi kile butatu to, nchena tatuende to. Mwana ni wabaluma ke uji tatuende. Meme njika kuenda. Kaji, njanu muntu umu mwawu.
And God, what he does, he just changes himself to become to that generation. To make known himself to that people.
Nenku nzambi chidi uenza, uja anu ujishintulu la, buwaku jivuija kujiluko ngualu, buwaku jimanisha kujichisambachi.
And that's what we're here to find out tonight, in what way is God supposed to make himself known to this people and in this time.
Nenku keshitu jibavuila muabewu buwaku jandula jilolueji. Mumu shindu kai uji nzambi ni chakuji manisha kujichisambechi ni mchikondwechi.
He changes his mask, he changes his act, but he doesn't change his disposition. He doesn't change his nature. He just changes his mask from one to another.
Uji ushintulula chibwikili chenda chakuisu. Uji ushintulula chenze di chenda. Kadi kena ushintulula chijunji chenda to, kena ushintulula ngika di luenda to, uje ushintulula anu chibwikilu chenda cha kuisu, umuka kuechi uye kuchikwabu.
He does it to reveal himself more plain to the people that they might know who he is and what he is.
Uje uchenza, buwa kujibulu lebitoka mene mene kujibantu, buwa bafika kujimanene yeye ulingani na yeye ulichini.
In Hebrews 1, we read, God in sundry times and divers manners spake to the fathers through the prophets. But in this last days, through his Son, Jesus.
Muebelo umwa, tujitubalane, nzambi mubikondo biakala ne mumishindu mishilashilangane, wakakula ne batatu, kujiba profeta, karimuma tukwandekelua, kujimwana wenda, Yesu.
Now, the prophets, Jesus said, when he was here on earth, they were gods.
Mpindiyeo, ba profeta mwakamba Yesu havoihabulo bafa, bavwa banzambi.
You call those gods who the word of God came to and the scriptures cannot be broken, he said. Said, how you can condemn him then when he's the son of God?
Nujinubi kila banzambi, ababu vajija anzambi dilo kudibo. Nimifundu haika yende mwakunyanka jibwa mwakambai. Yeyene, muni munu ji. Mwakumuhisha hadibadi, hadiye mwana wa nzambi.
See, the word of God is allotted to each age, what it's to be. And Jesus was the fulfillment of all the prophecies.
Nomo nyani, jidi ya nzambi njaba nina shukondo ni shukondo, chidichine chakuikala. Kadi Yesu uvojule jabi profeta Bionsu.
In him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It was in him.
Munda mwenda muvumusombe lakabujima kabun zambi muchika dilusha mubiji. Muvumunda mwenda.
He was the one that was in Joseph. He was the one who was in Elijah. He was the one who was in Moses. He was the one who was in David, a rejected king.
Uvanye yovumu Yosef awu. Uvanye yovumu Eli awu. Uvanye yovumu Mosa awu. Uvanye yovumu David awu. Mfumu mubengi bwe.
His own people had rejected him as king. And as he went out of the courtyards, a little afflicted fellow crawling around did not like his government, his system, and he spit upon him.
Chisamba chende ye mwina chakamubenga bumfum. Nenku hakahatuke mu mubula. Kamuntu ko kwabu nebulema kikalekenda kalikoka. Kaka ikasobu kalenga buenda. Ndongolwelu wenda. Kekumutu ila kumata.
And the guard pulled his sword and said, but I'll leave that dog's head on him, spitting on my king. And David, maybe not realizing what he was doing at the time, but he was anointed.
Kemulami kuhatule mwele wenda muchimang, wambane, nendekele kabuaka ne mutu kunshiyungu, katuila mfumwani meme matani. Kadi David hamwaha kayu fika kujungu chivoye wenza mwina musangu wa ushito, kadi ufumwele mani.
And he said, let him alone. God's told him to do this. And he climbed up on the hill and wept over Jerusalem, our rejected king.
Kekwambaine, mulekel, nzambi ngudi mwambila bwakwenze chochash. Kekubandai hakakuna, kadikudila Yerushalema, mfumu mubengebu.
Did you notice a few hundred years from then, the son of David being spit upon in the streets and was on the hill, same mountain, looking down over Jerusalem, our rejected king, and cried, Jerusalem, how often I have hovered you as a hen did her brood, but you would not.
Nuka avoku ba monani. Hani mahabidi mungkamandambu kumukilihinahu, mwana wa Davidi, waka tuila bumata mumisesu waka sangeni ibo haka kunafu muko na umumwawu muhweke shemesu mutangene Yerusalema mfumu mbengibu wakele lubilane Yerusalema misangbu nkai inga kaso kukungwija mudinzolo kungwija twana twenda kadi wewa kwa kasoto.
He never changed his nature because Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeye katumushintu lule kungika diluwende to. Bwalu ebelon shapte jikumini mwisatu mwanda mkulu mwambene. Yeye lulumumuawu makelele lelu tone kashiji.
God was made flesh in order to die to redeem us from sin. That's why he changed himself to be a man.
Nzambi wakanda muka mubiji bwakufwa kutu hikula kumpekatu. Kebu achini wakadi shintulula bwakuikala mumuntu.
We see in St. John 12:20, the Greeks had heard of him. Now there's no man can ever hear of him except their heart burns to see him. Like Job and the prophets of old, they all wanted to see him.
Tujitumwana ne, muyona monsanto, shapita wajikumini muibidi. Makumiabidi, bena ngelika ba kumvo bwalu bwenda. Mpindiye kukwenda muntu na shumuri mwa kumvo kubwalu bwenda mwoi kuwenda kawi mwa kula kukakahia wakumumwana to. Buyobo ne ba profeta bakale, bafo bonsu ba jinga kumumwana.
So this Greek came to see him. They came to Philip, which was the Bethesda, and said, sir, we would see Jesus.
Hananku mwena ngelike u wakalobu wakumumwana. Kulobu kudi Filipo, uvo wakubete seda. Kwamba bune, mukalenga, tulibaso kumwana Yesu.
The Greeks wanted to see him, but they were unable to see him because he was in the temple of his humanity. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
Bena ngeli kabu bafoba jinga kumumwana. Karika bafonde mshindo wa kumumwana to, bwalu uvo muntempelu wabuntu bwend. Nzambi uvo munda mwakilisto,
now, we find that in this, these Greeks could not see him, and notice the very words that Jesus expressed to them afterwards.
Mpindi yetu ditujandule ne mucho chechi bena ngeli kaba kabafumu wakumu mwanato. Kaji, monayanu mei minna akabambile Yesu hanima.
He said, except the corn of wheat falls into the ground, dies, it abides alone.
Wakamba ne. Luteta lwa ble kalu ilumata mubuloba, lufwe, lujilu shalanka yalu.
In other words, they would never be able to see him in the change, in the mask that he was in then because he was veiled in human flesh.
Munga kuilu mukwabo, kabafuku ni mushindo wakumumona mudishintuluka, muchibu ikilu chivwaye muvwala haribaji achito. Bwalu uvumubu ikila mumbidi wabuntu.
But when this corn of wheat fell into the ground, then it would bring forth all races. He was sent to the Jews, of course, at that time. But this corn of wheat must fall.
Kadi hakamato lutetelu luable mubuloba, afu luvolutuala bisabions. Uvomutu mibua kudibena yuda mubusho bwabwalu, mchikondwash. Kadi lutetelu luable elu, bivibikendo lumat.
Veiled God in human's flesh. Hidden from unbelievers, but being revealed to believers.
Nzambi mubuikila mumumbidi wabuntu. Musokome bena buhija. Kadi musokoluela bena kuitabuja.
In John 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld Him, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace.
Muyona shapita umwe, kuchibangi ndilu kwa kadijiji, nejiji akadi nenzambi, nejiji akadi nzambi, nejiji akanda muka mubiji, nejiji akasombo muka chimwetu, netoaka mumona, mulele umwe helu watatu, mule ntente ne ngasa.
Now, in the beginning was a word. A word is a thought expressed.
Mpindye u kuchibangi ndilu kwa kadijiji, jiji mejima hatul hatoka.
In the beginning he wasn't even God. Now, our English word today, God, means an object of worship.
Kuchibangi jilu, kavana shinzambi to. Mpinje umwa kwetu wa muangle leluewu, nzambi, uri umvuja ne, chintu kampanda chadi kukwila.
How confusing it is to the mind. You can make somebody a god. You can make anything a god.
Mushindu mwina ujijine chibweja kajimumejesi. Si muri mushindu wawoyo kuvuja muntu kampanda kulwa inzambi. Muri mushindu wawoyo kuvuja shintu kampanda kulwa inzambi.
But in the Old Testament, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God, the word is used Elohim. Elohim means the self-existing one.
Kadi muri hungeli dikulukulu, mu Genesis chapter wakumpala kuchibangili lunzambi, mwa kujibubangata Elohim. Elohim mbwena kwamba ne ewujiku kuyeye mwina.
What a difference the word Elohim is to our word God. Elohim means the self-existing one.
Jishi langana kayefu hanka chiha mwa kwewu Elohim ne mwa kwetu nzambi. Elohim mbwena kwamba ne ewujiku kuyeye mwina.
We cannot be self-existing. We cannot be almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. That Elohim expresses all of that. We cannot be that.
Tuetu katuenda mwakwikala kutuetu bineto. Katuenda mwakwikala babukole bonso, bangulu yonso, bikale miyaba yonso, bamani bia bionso to. Elohim au uri umvuije bionso abi. Tuetu katuenda mwakwikala achito.
The tree it should make a god out of, or the building, it's not self-existing.
Muchi uri uvuije nzambi au, ani nzubu au, kena kukuyeye mwineto.
So God in the beginning was life, the eternal one. In him was attributes. And those attributes became words, and the word became flesh.
Hananku nzambi kuchibangilu uvomoi wachendelele. Munda muenda muvo biambibwa. Ke biambibwa abi kwanda muka bimeyi. Nejiyi kwanda muka jimubidi.
Jesus was a redeemer. And to redeem means to bring back. And if it has to bring it back, it had to be somewhere to be brought back to.
Yesu vomuhikuji. Nekuhikula mbwena kwamba ne kwa lujulula. Hikale bine yeye ujine chakwa kucha lujulula. Bifubi kengele chanju kukala mwaba kampanda. Bwachochi kumwena mwa kwa lujululji bwamu.
So you see, all people will never be able to see it. Because all people wasn't in the beginning in God's thought. See?
Hananku nomonusu. Bantu bonso kaba kufikano kudishi mwana to. Bwale bantu bonso kaba fukuchibanji meja nzambi to. Nomo nyani.
Look at the priest. When they seen him express himself exactly with the word, what he was. They said it's Beelzebub. That showed where their nature was. It was in the modern thought of the day.
Tangila ibaku iji. Hakamu mwana budi hatule hato kabilonde sheleji. Chivuaye bakambane mbele zebula. Achishi chakaleja ngika di luwabu ne uvo heni. Uvo mungele luwa meju wa chene le luwa di tukwaji.
But when the little prostitute that he met at the gate and told her, expressed his Messiah sign by telling her what she had done.
Kadi, kaka jikandumba aku, kaka tutakane yenaku, kuchibi aku, ne kukambila, kuhatula hatoka chimanyindu chenda cha masia, hakukambila biakenza ku.
While she said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We know the Messiah, when he comes, he will tell us all these things.
Monas, mwakambaku, mukalenga, ndinji ngulele ni wewe urimu profeta. Tue tuturibamenine, masia haloi, yeye ke watu ambile malu onswa.
She was recognizing him as the Messiah, the anointed one, because he met the scripture qualifications.
Kavomunka chimwaji mujunlu la bumasia, mulabawu, bwalu yeye uvu kumbanangana nenika dilu ya mumifundu.
Don't you see the two pieces of paper were coming together? We know that when the Messiah cometh.
Kano yonu mwanani, tuhesu tubili tuwaka beji kubanga tuangana. Yene, tulipa mene achine mpalo masia.
Now, God might have had to interbreed this and that to get this certain ting of the bell like the molder.
Mpindi yeo bivuwa nmwa kukale bienze kane nzambi asamba kajechi ne chacha wakweta mwadi wa ngonga wa mushindu kampandeo. Bumuji mufuimbi.
But when Jesus turned and said, I am he that speaks with you, there was no such an expression as Beelzebub.
Kadi, haka kudimuka Yesu wakambane meme uduwakule nebeu. Kako waka hatuka jiji abu, bele zubuleto?
She left her water pot, ran into the city and said, come see a man who told me the things that I have done. Isn't this the very Messiah? Amen. See?
Kushiya inyungu wenda wa mayi, kubwele mchimenga lubilu, wambane, lua ye, kanu mwana imuntu wangambiri bintu mwenzi. Eyu kini ye masie menani, nomo nyani.
Now what did this putting the old scripture with the experience that Jesus was giving to her, what did it do? It made the Messiah.
Pinji ewu, echi chakenze chini, haka samba kaje mufundo akala, ne jiblabula jivuwa Yesu munga shimwa kumuha. Bia kenze chini, bia kahatula masia.
And did you notice quickly her sins were forgiven? Because at the beginning, she was redeemable because she was in God's thinking at the beginning.
Ne kunuka vokuba monani, ne lukasa lonsu mpekatu yenda ya kafujibo lusa bualu kushibangindilu, ye ukavuanu mkumbanina kuhi kujibua bualu uvumumeja nzambi kushibangindilu.
So it redeemed her or brought her back when she seen the express scripture manifested of Jehovah. What he was, what he is.
Hananku achi, kumihukulachi, ani kumualujachi, hakamu na imufundu muhatula hatoka mumweni shibwa, wa Yehowa, chivwaye, chijiye.
Now when Jesus come, if he had come with Noah's message, it wouldn't have worked. To build an ark and float out. It wouldn't have worked.
Mpindi hakalo Yesu, buye mule ni mkenju wa Noah, nukukimbi kumbanato. Kuibaka buatu ne kuenda kulelema nungukimbi kumbanato.
But that Noah was a portion of God. He acted a peculiar way because he was peculiar. And his message was peculiar because it was the word being made manifest.
Kadi Noah uvochitwa cha Nzambi, wakenza maalumu mshindu wahabu wa ubwalu yeye uvumuntu wahabu enda. Ne mkenju wenda uvo wahabu wa ubwalu jivwa jiyi munkachi mwakumwene shibwa.
He could not have come with Moses' message because it wouldn't have worked. Moses was God in a portion made manifest.
Kavumu wakwikala mule ne mkenju wa Mose to, bwalu nunku kimbi kumbane to. Mose uvwa Nzambi mwikala chituha mwene shibu.
He was the word expressed for that hour. But Jesus could not come in that. The Bible never said he would come in that way.
Uvoji idi hatulu hatuoka buwadi ibaji. Kadi Yesu kavumu wakulua muachito. Biblia katuku muambe ne ye uvumu wakulua mumushindu wa unash.
But when he come expressed exactly like the Testament had said he would be expressed, then all those who was redeemable believed it. Because they were the thoughts of God.
Kadi hakaloye mwambi ibwe hatoka anu mene mene mufoji hungile jijanjila kwamba ne yeye ne ambi ibwe. Hadi ibadi bonso bafoba kumbanina kuhuki ujibwa bakita buja chochachi bwalu bafomeja Nzambi.
The attributes of him at the beginning was made flesh and redeemable and was brought back to God.
Biambi ibwe bienda biakushibangidilu bianda muka mubiji ne bikumbanina kuhikujibwa ne byalujibwa kuri Nzambi.
As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God, because they were redeemable. They were from the beginning in the expression.
Bonso bakamwakidila ye wakabaha bukola bwakula bubana ba Nzambi bwalu bavo bakumbanina kuhikujibwa bakavokuwa nukuchibangilwaku muji hatujibwa.
If we could stop here a moment, if it would be possible, and think of that tonight, of the message of the hour, the express thoughts of Jehovah.
Butuetu mwakwanju kimena ndambu mwabeu, bubiobi mwakwenzeka, mwakwele meja chochachi jilolweji, kumukenju wajiba, meji mahatula hatoka Yehowa.
Before the foundation of the world, we were told our names were put on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Kumpala kwa jifuka jajuli nebuloba, mutu jibayila, menetu, akafunjibo mumukando wa moyo wa mwana wa mkoko.
Then we can see the two sides, as I first said, why one is odd to the other. It must be that way. It always has been that way, and it always will be that way.
Hadi badi tudimu akumwone nseke bidiai. Bumunka avu muambedi ambedine, buachini muntu di wahabu enda kudimu kuenda. Bidincha kuikala mushindu au. Kemu vobi misangu yonsu. Kemu tubi mushindu au misangu yonsu. Nenebi kala mushindu au misangu yonsu.
He was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Yeye wakadi diyi, ne diyi di akanda muka mubidi, ni jaka somba muka shimoetu.
Now, God, back in the days of the Old Testament, we find that after he had appeared to his people in different forms, he veiled himself behind old badger skins. God hiding behind badger skins at his mercy seat.
Mpindi ya unzambi mu, kale mu matuku hajuhu ngiliju kulukulu, tujutusana ni halima haye mumana kumwe nikele bantu benda, mumwe nikele mishile shilangana, uvo ujibuikila hani mahabiseba biatu sengela nshimba. Nzambi usoko mahani mahabiseba biatu sengela nshimba. Kunkwasa wenda wangasa.
We find that how that Solomon, when he dedicated the temple of the Lord, and these badger skins was hanging there, the veil, how that he came in as a pillar of fire, and as a cloud, and went down behind there and veiled himself to the outside world.
Tujitu sanga na mushindu wa Solomo, haka lambule in temple wa mkalenga, nebisebebe ya tusengele nshimbebi, bivabile mbelejo muntu amu, chila amba chikujika mushindu, wakabwela yi, bujiku njidi akahia, nebujitutu, ne ukuhwekele hani mafu, kujibwikila ye, kujibantu bahambelu.
But by faith, Israel knew that he was back there. They knew he was there regardless of what any of the heathen worlds had to say. He was hid from the unbeliever.
Kadi kudita buja, izalele vumene ni ye uvahani ma, bababamene ye uvwapu, nashichivo ningani ningani wambu bampanganu, ne chakwamba chika le chini, uvomusoko mamwene buhija.
But the believer by faith knew he was back there. They had mercy, and he was at his mercy seat, which was a great secret.
Kadi mwena kuitabuja, kuditabuja, uvumene ni yeye uvohani mafu. Bavu bahetolus, ne yeye uvohan kwasa wenda wangasa, chivochikala munsoko ntu munena.
You know, in the Old Testament, to enter behind that skin was death. Now, to stay from behind it is death. Then, to enter into his glory was death. Now to stay away from his glory is death.
Nujiba mania, mujihungile jukulukulu, kubwele hani mahachi sebachi, chivwa ndufu. Buampindye ukushala kuhihani mahachi ndufu. Musangu wawo kubwele mbutumbi buenda chivwa ndufu. Buampindye ukushala kuleni butumbi buenda ndufu.
That happened, of course, at the rending of the veil at Calvary, when the veil was rent, the old veil.
Achicha kenze kamubushobu wabualu, hadi handa di achibiki luku Calvario. Jiba, jaka handika, chilamba chikudika chakalachi.
Now to stay out of his presence is death. Then to enter his presence was death. See, it changes back and forth, and you must find the scripture to see what day we're living in.
Buampindye kushala hambel habwika dibuenda ndufu. Musangwa wakubwela mbwika dibuenda, chivwa ndufu. Nwamo nyani. Bidibi shintuluka, biato kumpala, biato hanima, nenku bikengele uheto mufundu, wakumwane ne, tudine moyi mujitukukai.
Now, when the veil was rent at Calvary, the mercy seat came into plain view. But what happened? It was hanging on Calvary, dripping in blood.
Mpindye uhaka handi bochiwiki luku Calvario, mkwasa wangasa wakashwala mumwene kahatoka menemene. Kadisha kenze kanchini, chivochiku diko ku Calvario, chizololo kamashi.
As they had tucked blood year after year at the cleansing of the sanctuary and the sprinkling of the mercy seat.
Bumu kavo bubangata ngatamashi, kuchidimu ne kuchidimu, jiba jadikezule jan tempeli, ne jimiamina jamashi hankwasa wangasa.
There, God, with his great mighty stroke of lightning power, split the old Badger veil from top to bottom, and the mercy seat came into plain view.
Mwaba unzambi, nejitutu jiende jine nejikola, jamuke ni wabukola aji. Wakahande chilamba chikudika chakala, chatu sengele nshimbachi, kumukila nukulu, toni kuinshi. Kenkwasa wangasa, kushale yemu mwene kahatoka menemen.
The real, genuine Lamb of God was hanging in plain view on Calvary. The real mercy seat. When God had paid the price himself.
Mwana wa mukoko mulelela wa nzambi ne mushuwa shuwal. Uvo mulembeleje mumwene kahatoka ku Calvario. Nkwasa wangasa mulelela. Hakamana nzambi kufuta mushinga yeye mwena.
And become one of us. And it manifested himself as a man. To get acquainted with us and we to be acquainted with him.
Ne wakalomo wetu, ne wakajimwenesha bumuntu, wakufika kujitumanya, ne bwatetu kufika kujimumanya.
The mercy seat was in plain view of all Israel on that day of the atonement.
Nkwasa wangasa wakashala mumwene kahatoka menemena kuji Israel mujima mujitukwaji jajifuta jachibau.
But alas, the traditions of the church fathers in that day had, by their traditions, had veiled the true mercy seat from the people.
Kaji bakwetu wanyi, bilele biabata tubaekeleze mujitukwaji, ku bilele biabu, bobo bavashishikankwasa wangasa mulelela, bamusoko kabantu.
If they would have known the scripture, each piece would have come like the Chinese tag.
Bobo nashabamanye mifundu. Nunguka heso konsu nkaka nanu bukabeji kabashi nwako.
The Old Testament prophecy would have been fulfilled, and it was, and if they'd been taught the scripture, they would have seen the mercy seat.
Nunguchi profeta chadi hungaliji kulikulunchul. Ne, chochina chakul. Bunasha nebefabalongi shibo mifundu, nunkumba mwana nkwasa wangasa.
As Moses said here, that to this day their veil is still over their hearts. They don't see it.
Bumosa mujibubamba hane, tone kulelewewu, bobo bajanu neshibuikilu. Shichijanu hamioi yabu. Kabene bamono chocha chito.
But he was God, the suffering and the atonement. He was the genuine mercy seat standing in full view.
Kadi yeye uvuan zambi. Jikenga nejifuta jachibawu, yeye ke uvo nkwasa wangasa mulelela, uvo mushala umwene kahatoka, mene mene.
As we sang to him, Lord, behold him in plain view, there he is a mighty conqueror, since he rent the veil in two.
Bumutu votuimba musambwe une, monayi, mutangilai umwene kahatoka, ke yeye wawa, muchimuni wabukole. Kachanu wahanda chilamba chikujiga chibihese bibiji.
See, he came the mercy seat hanging in clear view of the congregation. But them being under the popular opinion.
Monayi, wakalwa, nkwasa wangasa, mukujika mwikala mwene kahatoka to, kumesu kwa ajisangisha, kajibobo, bumuvo, mumuwene nuwabantu bonso.
Now, men and women and delegates of this convention. I want to say this without respect to person, but in the view of today, in view of what we are here for today, I'm afraid that the traditions of the fathers, the church fathers, has hid this from too many people.
Mpindyewu, nwenu balume ni bakaj, nebatumibwa, bamuchi bilwechi. Njimuso kwamba bwalwebu nchiimbo amba nsunguluja muntu to. Kaji, mukutangila kwa malu lelwewu. Mukutangila kwa chitu jibavuila mwabeu lelwewu. Nji nchina nebilelewe ya batatu. Batatu ba ekelezia. Nkwehi kuikalabi, bikaji bichi sokoka bantu ba hitabuni.
Since the Holy Ghost has come and this last days is prophesied and the veil has been rent, too many people try to hang to their traditions of the fathers.
Kachani unumu mwimpa walumu watu kwa ndekelua, mukavo chii profeta chamba, nechila amba chikujika cha handika, bantu bahitahita buni baji bake bakushala bakulama kubilele byabo bya batatu.
And that's why they can't see this extreme joy and peace and things that the church has today. Yet it's in plain view of those who believe.
Ne nkukibu achini kabene mwakumo ne disanka jine nane na lejito, ne ditalala, ne bintu bidieke leze na bilelewebi. Hachi, chochi hachi nchimwe ne kanu hatuwa kumpela kwa haba bilibita buja.
He hid the word, the promised word of this day. Now, the traditions has made a veil. They say that the days of miracles is past.
Yeye musoko kajii, jii jila eja aditukweji. Mpinji yeo bile lembienze chibuikilu. Badibamba ne, matu kwa abishi makari mwene kuhita.
A man spoke to me, a fine cultured gentleman in Tucson, Arizona, where I live. I'd had a meeting at the Ramada, and we'd been speaking at the businessman's convention where the Lord Jesus had come present and done great things.
Muntu mukwa bukwa kule inani, muntu mukalanga wa malmalenga, mulonga bikola, wa Tucson, Arizona, mundi musombela amu. Mvangenze di sancho ku Ramada, ne nkutu votokula muchibilu cha bena kantrubianza, muvo mukalenga Yesu, mudivuila, kadikuenza malumanen.
And this Christian gentleman came to me and he said, a minister of the church, fine man, and he said, Brother Branham, you are trying to project to the people an apostolic age. He said, and when the apostolic age has ceased.
Kemuntu mukalanga mwene Kristo yokulwa ikunji. Kwamba ene, mwambi kampanda wa ekelezia, muntu wa malumalenga, keyene, mwane tubranam, wedu kebe kufanikisha labantu chikondo cha apostolo. Yene, kadi habisi chikondo cha apostolo, chikadi chishika.
And I said, I pray thee, my brother, show me when the apostolic age ceased in the scripture.
Kememene, njinkulomba mwanetu wanyi, undeje ku, nenjiba kaye jirichikondo cha apostolo chijike, mumifundu.
I said the apostolic age began on the day of Pentecost. And it is, Peter said on the day of Pentecost, the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. When did it cease?
Memene, chikondo cha apostolo chakabanga mujitu kujampenta, ne chikadi, pete luakamba mujitu kujampenta adi ne, mula yeu ujibu enu nuenu, ne buwabana benu balela, ne buwababa jikula. Mubungi bonsu buikala mukalenga nzambi wetu mwakubi ikilabu, chakashika jiba kai.
If God is still calling, then the apostolic age still is in session.
Hikala bini nzambi uchujanu bikila na nkusi chikondo cha apostolo uchujanu mumujimu.
And so that is where the people try to blindfold so many people by the traditions of the elders as it was then, and you fail to see why the people are so elated and so enthused.
Ne nkuke mwabawu ujibantu batete kusuika bantu babu nchilamba kuisu. Ne bilele biabu biabakulu bumu wakadi bichikondo ashi. Ne nkunurinu hanku mwana buachini bantu badibambu ibwa. Ne disanka ne basoloka mushindu weu.
And these conventions are such an oddball, such a strange thing to other people. It's because that they see they broke through those barriers.
Nenku, bibiluebi mbya habu wabi. Chintu chanke menu, wabantu bako wabu. Mbualu badiba munene, mbaya jamomo jamika luaye.
They broke through those veils into the presence of God, where they see the manifested promise of this hour made manifest before the people. They see what God promised.
Mbaya jamomo jabilamba bikudikabi. Babuele mubuika jubwa nzambi, mujibuba mwona mulai mwene shiba, wajibeji mwikari mwene shiba kumpelo kwa bantu. Bajiba mwona chakala ya nzambi.
In Joel 2:28, he promised that in these last days there would be a lot of rain poured out upon the people in the last days.
Muyowele, nshapita mwibiji, 20 mukulu wakala yene mumatu kwandekelwa nekuikala mvula mushishe muhongolola habantu mumatu kwandekelwa.
I think the Greek word there is kenosis, which means that he emptied himself out, not in the way that we would say like something was inside of somebody that he emptied out, but he poured himself out.
Ngele meji ne mwaku wachena ngele kamwaba uji kenos, uli umvu ijane, yeye wakalishe mundu mutuhu. Kabimu mushindu tuditetu wafuaino kwamba, bienze buchintu chivuchika le mundu mwamuntu kampanda. Chidiye muhatula ekushala mundu mutuhu. Kadi yeye mwina ke wakali hongolola.
He changed his imartha. He changed from what he was to what he is.
Wakashintu luka. Emofu wende, yeye kushintuluka, kumuka kuchivoye, kuya kuchidiye.
He never changes his nature, but on the day of Pentecost, he changed himself from being the Son of Man to the Son of God.
Yeye katushintulula kungika diluwende to, kadimuditu kujampenta, yeye wakajishintulula kumuka kujikala mwana wa muntu, kuya kumwana wa Nzambi.
He came not with the people, he came in the people. See, the same God to carry his ministry on through in this great age.
Ye wakalo kine bantu to, ye wakalo mubantu, nomonus, nzambi umuomuawu, wakutungunakan mundimuende, tone kundekelo, muchikondu chinenech.
He prophesied in the Bible that there would come a day that would not be neither day or night, but in the evening time it should be light.
Ye ukavu mwambi mchi profeta mu Biblia ne, nekulo jitu kudikala kaji ni munya ni mbufuku, kadi kudiba jaji lolo ne kuikala bukenk.
Now the sun geographically rises in the east and sets in the west. It's the same sun all the time.
Mpinje u jiba mumalo abuloba, jitu jijukila ku esete, nijikabwela ku esete. Njiba jimujimuaji, kujiba ne kujiba.
Now when the sun S-O-N revealed himself in the manifestation of the promised word to Israel, the eastern people,
mpinje u musangwa u mwana me we a ne a wakajibulula mujimwene shibwa jajiji la ya kujizalela bantu baku esete.
We've had a day of gloom. We've had enough light in the reformers and so forth that make churches and denominations and join them and come in and kiss the babies and marry the old and bury the dead and so forth and live in the church.
Tulibaheta jitu kujami fitu. Tulibaheta bukenka bukumbana mubalongoloji nebikwabo bwakwenza maekeleze ne mangumba ne kushala benamu ne kubwelamu ne kutobanda ba mumaboku mishiku ne kubenesha mabaka aba kulumpa ne kujika bafwa ne bikwabo ne kuikala ne moyo mwekeleza.
But in the evening time it shall be light, he said, in the evening time, and no scripture can be broken.
Kaji kujiba jadi lol ne kuikala bukenka mudi mwamba kujiba jadi lol ne mufundu nansha umwe kawenda mwakunyanga kajibwa nansha.
And the same S-O-N that poured out himself, kenosis, on the day of Pentecost, promised to do the same thing in the evening time. See, it's according to the promise.
Nenku me we a ne a umu wakaji huongolola. Kenos, mujitu kujampentawu, mulaye buwakwenzi chintu chimwachimwachi, kujiba jadi lol. Nomo nyani, mbilonde shilomulai.
Get the tag together. Look what's happening and look what he promised. Then you see where we are at. Get the thing together. You can see the unveiling of this great and mighty one.
Lama kajaika bejaku. Tangilai chijichenzek. Netangilai chakalaye. Hadi baji nenumunu nitudiheni. Lama kajai shintuashi. Nujimu wakumona, jibululu jibwa, jamunene, ne wabuko leo.
Traditions has blinded the people again to these great things that's been prophesied.
Bilele mbi fofo mija bantu chaka biji bwa kumona bu bintu bine nebi bia kambi bwa mubi profeta.
Moses, when he came forth from the mountain, which was on fire, how beautiful the illustration.
Mosa haka fume yukumukuna uvomuko ataka hiyawu, bulenga buine budi chifuanyi kijiluchina achisuwe.
Moses had went down to Egypt and told the church fathers that the Lord God had to visit him in the name of I am.
Mosa uvumene kuhweka mu Egypto ne mwambila batatu ba ekelezia ne mukelenga nzambi uvumumu mwene kela mujina ja nji.
That name is present tense. Not I was, will be, but I am ever the same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He is present tense.
Jina ji nji bryampinjio. Kabi ne mvwa, nengi kaleto, kadi nji, umwe umwe, kashiji, umwe umwa, umakelele, lelu tone kashiji. Ujiji badiampinjeo.
That compares with Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah. Achichiji chikumbanana ne Ebel, unshapito waji kumini mwisato, mwanda mkulu, ne Yesu Kristo, umwe umwa, umakelele, lelu tone kashiji.
It's still the prophesied word in the congregation that was to dovetail with that word, the experience of this day. The reformers had it. Oh, but this is another day. See what day we're living in.
Chichidianu jidiamba muchi profeta. Nenku disangisha jin jivonecha kunuangana ni jiyadiaji. Jilabule diadi tukweji. Balongoloji bavonachi ka. Kadieji nji tukudikwabu. Monaine tudine moyi muditukukai.
Just as he couldn't come in the days as he came on earth in the way that Moses came or any of the prophets came, it wasn't prophesied.
Anu bu mujibine yeye kavumu akulwa mumatu wakalo ye habulo bawu mumushindu wakalo Mosa ani mwakalo yonsu wakuba prophet. Achikinchi vochambo muchi prophet to.
And in this last days, it's prophesied to come this way. It can't come in the form of Luther's revival. It can't come in the form of Wesley revival. It's a restoration. Now, it's a time that it must come back to the original sunlight. The original.
Kadi muma tukwandekelwa chakala yibwa nene chilo mushindweo. Kachienda mwakulo mumu enekelu wali tabuluje dia Luther nansha. Kachienda mwakulo mumu enekelu wali tabuluje dia Wesley nansha. Njiba dia dialujulula. Nchikondo chichijini chakwa lukila kubukenka buwakuchibangilu wa muan. Buwakuchibangilu.
Oh, how we could lay the scriptures in on that, and you theologians, what part of the world you're from, you know that that's true, it's a promise.
Ka, mushindu mwina utulibafuanyi na kwa adije mifundu, habu alu abusiwe. Kadi, nwenu wadibaluwa nganzambi mutu lasa, na ashowe mufumi na kuchituwa kai chabuloba,
That's what makes the people so odd. That's what makes the oddballs that you call them.
Kechi chenze ni bantu bikara ba habu abu mshindu awo. Kechi chenze bi mwone mwone munu rinu ba bikilam.
It's because the veil has been opened from the traditions and they see it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mbualu bobo, chiji, chibu ikilu, nchika angu jibu. Bumu kukubilele, nengu bakariba mwone chochash.
It's the promise of God, and we cannot go against that because the scriptures cannot be broken.
Chiji mulai wanzambi, nikatoe na mwakuye bibengane ni ashito, bwalu mifundu kaye na mwakunyanga kajibwato.
Yes, we find that he promised that he had emptied himself into his people, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Eyo tujitu sana ni yeo akachilaya. Wakadi shemunda mutuhu ekuji chikisha mubantu bend. Ne yeye uji umu umu au makelele lelu tone kashiji.
Moses, after he went down into Egypt and declared this, then the Father vindicated his message by coming on Mount Sinai in the same pillar of fire and set the mountain on fire.
Mosa, hanima haye mumene kuhweka mu Egypto, ne mwambila anashinachi, kihashisha tatu kushinjika mkenju wenda, Mujifika hamu kuna wasinai, mujikunji jakahia, jimujimuaji, nekuvuijayi mkunao mkwatakahi.
Did we notice The one he had given the promise to, he brought him forth with the word.
Tuka vakuba mona chani. Ye uvoye muhamula yawu ke waka hatulai neji.
He had the commandments. And to have this commandment, he had the commandments was the word.
Uvone mikenji ne bakwikalai ne mukenjeu vibikenle yeye mikenjei ke ivoji.
The word had never come to the people yet. So the word always comes to the prophet. And he was the prophet for that hour.
Ji kadivoku janje kufika ku dibantu to. Hananku ji di misan yonsu di loanu ku di mu profeta. Ne ye ke uvo mu profeta bwa di badge.
Like Jesus was the word. John was the prophet. And Jesus came to him in the water because the word always comes to the prophet without failure. The word comes to
Anamu vabine Yesu voji yi. Yo novo mu profeta. Nenku Yesu wakalo kujiye mu mai. Bualu jidi tumisan yonsu. Jiluanu kudi mu profeta. Kajidi hangi le to. Nomu nyani. Jidi jidi lokoko ako.
So Moses. The word came to him. The commandments. And he had them.
Hananku Mose. Jidi akalo kujiye. Mikenji. Nenku yeye. Mwaka iheta.
Now, while before the word was giving out and made manifest, Moses had to veil his face.
Amen.
For the word wasn't completely made manifest.
Mpinjeo, mbwachini, kumpele kwa di kwa mbibi waji, ne kumwene shibu waji, vubi kengele mosa buikile mpale wend, bwalu jiyi, kajifuji mwene shibu, mkabuji mato.
They know something had happened, but they didn't know what it was, the roaring and thundering to They said, let Moses speak and not God.
Baka menini shintu kampande chifu chenzek. Kadi kababa menini chifu nshini to. Miku ngulwaye ne makubakuba. Umu shindu wane bakambane. Mosa akule yeye. Nzambi to.
And God said, well, I will do that. From this forth, I'll not appear like this no more. I'll send him a prophet. So I'll speak through my prophet.
Kenzambi kwambane. Nengenza nanku. Kubanyila kumpinji yewu. Nchakumu eneka kabili mushindu yewu nanshu. Nemba tumina mu profeta. Hana ankuye yao kiwi kala. Meme nengi kala ngakwila mu mu profeta wani.
Now if Moses with the natural law as Paul in 2 Corinthians here has revealed to us had the veil his faith with the natural, how much more will the spiritual be glorious and veil to the unbeliever before it's made manifest to him?
Mpindye u, hikala mose ni mikenji ya mbufu kiemu. Mudi Paul, mukolinto mwibili mwabe mutubulwili. Bikengele kuikale mubiki ila mpala wende ni shintu cha mbufuki. Chanyuma ni shitamba kuikale shabutumbi mushindu kai ne kuikale shibuiki ila kujimwene buhidja kumpala kwa kuikale chishumubulwila.
How much more would they call if Moses was an oddball? How much more will they call you?
Amen.
Who's broke through the veil? Has went into the pillar of fire. Has come out with the blessing.
Mushindu kayu di bafwani na kutamba kubikila. Moso vochimonya monya. Kadi wewa ni batamba kubikila muni. Wewa kadi muye jamomwa. Jachibu ikilu wewa. Mubwele mujikunji jakahia. Muhatuka nejibenesha.
And now you are veiled. The people can't see it. They can't understand it.
Kadi mpinjie udi mubikila. Bantu kabena mwakuchimona to. Kabena mwakuchimwa to.
If the natural be glorious, how much more will the supernatural?
Hikala chamubu fuki, chikala shabutumbi. Chachitamba mfukilu, nechitamba kuchikala muni.
If the natural which had an end to it was to be glorious, how much more this which has no end to it will be glorious?
Hikala chamubu fuki, chivwa chikala nendike luachi. Bikengele kuikala chichabutumbi. Echi chidika chini ndekelu echi. Nechitamba kuikala chabutumbi mushindu kai.
But still it's veiled. It's veiled not to the believer, but to the unbeliever. He cannot see it. God always veils himself from the unbeliever.
Kadena ashana anku chichidishibu ikila. Kachene shibu ikila buamwene kuitabuje to. Kaji buamwene kubuhija. Ye ikena mwaku shimone to. Nzambi utimisangu yonso anu ujibu ikila kujimwene buhija.
Traditions hide it like they did then. They do it today.
Bile lambichi sokoka. Anumu wakenza bumusangu wawu, bajiba chienza lelu.
That was a spiritual veil that we have now, where the natural veil was, they're vindicated by the prophet with the written word, a prophesier, one who comes with the written word to make it plain.
Amen.
They know the word was there, but they didn't know what it meant, and Moses made it plain.
Amen.
Chivuwa nchibuiki lu cha munyuma chitu jinashi mpinji ewo. Mwaba uwa chibuiki lu cha mubufuki. Mbishi njika kudimu profeta mwika leni jidi funda. Mwambi wachi profeta. Ewu uji ulua ne jidi funda. Mwa kujivuisha jitoke toho. Bafoba mene ne jidi vwaku. Karika bafoba mene ne jivuji umvuisha chini to. Nenku mwosa wakajivuisha jitoke toho.
He said the commandment says this and this is why. He made it plain. And before it was made plain, it was veiled.
Wambane, mukenji uri wamba chikampand, ne chikansanga, mbwabwal kampand. Wakaji vuiji jitoka to, kadi kumpala kwa joji kuvuiji bo jitoka to, jivuji buikila.
And so is it today. Veiled to the people until it's revealed and made plain to the people. God, the mighty God, veiled in human flesh, the Word. Notice, now we find out that it was hid to the unbeliever, but revealed to the believer. Notice, Moses had to enter this pillar of fire alone. No one could go with him.
Nenku kemujibika bidile luewu, jibu ikila kumpala kwa bantu. Ton hakubuli jibwaji, nejivu ijibu jitoka to kumpala kwa bantu. Nzambi wa bukolao, mubu ikile mbiri wa buntu. Jii, mwana impinjeu, tujutujandule ne chivu chisokoka mwena buhijia. Kaji chibulu ila mwena kuitabuju. Mwana yi, bivu bikele ne mosa buwele mudikunji di akahedi, nka yenda. Muntu na ansho umwa, kafumwa kuyenende to.
It was not, what does that speak to us? That you don't come into this by joining a Pentecostal group.
Kabivwa chochi chinachi chitishi tuambila kuchini teto abu. Nekwena ubwele mwechi hakujivuisha mwene chisumbu sha bena mpente to.
See, he never revealed it to a group, he revealed it to an individual.
Amen.
And that's the way it is today.
No monyani, kache ye yako voku uchibulu ile bantu musumba to. Uvu uchibulu ile muntu nkai. Nenku kemu njibilelu ewu.
He said, I belong to a church. I belong to this, but that won't work.
Amen.
See?
Wewe duambane, njimwena ekelezi, njimwena chikampan. Kaji, achi, kachi akukumbana kuto. Wamonyani.
And for anyone to try to follow Moses to impersonate it was death.
Amen.
And so is it today, spiritual death to try to impersonate.
Nenku muntu havoye uteto kulonda mosa kushitentula chivwandufu. Kimu jibika bidilelewewu, lufu lwa munyuma, wakuteto kutentula.
That's what's the night we're getting into. There's raising up amongst the groups carnal comparisons. Somebody try to act like it and live a different life.
Kechi jilo lwedi tujitubwelamu, kujikujuka munkashimu abisumbu, jitifuanikija jamu musunya. Muntu uteta kuenza bucho chachi, kadimuika lene nsombe lumushilangan.
Can drink, can smoke. Women can live in almost any way they want to. And like the world, and stay home and watch television and the things of the world and still call themselves Pentecostals.
Muika lamu akuna mala, kuna mfuanka, baka jibika lamu akuika lene nsombe luyonsunaka, mushindu kana wonsu wa sobwawu, mufuananga nene wabahabuloba, bashala kumbe lumu akumwane television, nebintu biahabuloba, kadibika lanu bajamba mujibubena mpenta.
They are trying to impersonate a genuine. It's never been revealed to them yet.
Bajiba teta kutentule shijishilelele. Chuo chachi, kachi sushanju kubabulu lila kuto, kacha.
When it is revealed, it's glorious and something takes that out of you when you walk in there. You become a veil.
Hadishi shibulu la shijichi abutumbi. Nenku chintu kampanda shijichi shihatula munda mweba hauri ubwele muamu.
It just won't work. And to impersonate it was dead.
Chiji, kabia kukumbana kuto, nenku, kuchitentula, kuvuandufu.
Moses' veil, he was the living word to the people. And today, the people that are veiled are the same thing. They are written epistles.
Amen.
Read of all men. Not a new epistle, but the epistle that's been written, made manifest.
Chibuikilucha Mosa, ye uvoji idikalen moyi wachisam. Nelelu ewu, bantu badibabuikila, badichintu chimuchimuachi. Badi mikanda mifundi langana, mibala kulibantu bons. Kawi mukanda mufundi lana muhia muhia to. Kadi mukanda mufundi lana ukadi mumana kufunda, mumuene shibu.
It's those who believe the word and the promise of this day that God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. And that is written epistles.
Ngaba badi bitobuje jiyi ne mulai wadi tukweji. Kebadi nzambi uhongolo ele nyuma wenda. Hamusunyo wons, nebobu wabu, kebadi mikanda, mifundilanga na ayi.
And when a person tries to carnally impersonate that, it backfires. Your life shows what you are.
Kadi, hadimuntu uteta kutentulachi mumusunya, chidishi mkudimukila yei, nsombelu weba, ngudiulejo chuji.
One time there was a boy, he'd gotten some trouble. He was a good boy, but he went to court. And the judge said, I find you guilty. I must punish you to life in prison.
Musang kampanda, kuvansong al momu kwab, uvumuheta kaniluta tu kampanda, uvansong al momu imp, kadiku hitayi, kuhitayi kutubaj, kenzushi kwambane, njin sanganene udimuhil, njini chakukuko seleshiba uchabu loko wakashidi.
He said, I want to try my own case. He said, I want to go in upon my record. He said, you have no record. Your record is what's condemned you.
Aune, njimuso kujilumbulu ile chilumbu chani. Yene, njimuso kuchishinda mijila habienze dibiani. Yene, weko nene bienze dibina to? Bienze dibi ebe sikibidi kuhishepi.
And that's the way it is today. The reason the church is not advanced like it should. It's the record. It's the life.
Nenku mushindo auke udibile luewu. Kabingele kadikenze nekeleze kimu ya kumpo labumu vabibi kengele to.
We must become more dedicated. We must believe every word of God. We must seek until that word is made real to us. See, the record is what keeps us from entering in.
Tudini shakutamba kuika labadi lambula. Tudini shakutabuje jijion sudyan zambi. Tudini shakuika le tukebulule toni hadididi nadi jivuiji bodilele la kutuji. No amonyani.
But one time, they let you get out of this loop in this same court. The boy had no money. He could not pay it off. The fine was weighing the thousands of dollars. But he had a big brother that came and paid it off for him.
Kadi musang kampand, wakundu hamushindu wakusuluka mudijita yeji, kutuba ditumotumwetu nsonga lumewu kavani mfrangato. Kavani mushindo wa kufuta chibauto. Chibau chivo cha binunu ni binunu biandola. Kaji uvoni tutuenda wakalo kumufuchilachi.
Now, we've got a big brother. Jesus, the Son of God. And he come to pay it off for us if we'll just believe it and be able to enter into the veil with him. Right? He is our Moses. Jesus is our Moses of today.
Mpinji eo tudihetu ni tutuetu. Yesu, mwana wa Nzambi, nenku yeye wakalo kufuchilachi. Butuwe toano mwakuita buja neba kumbana kubwele nenda munda mwachibikilu amu. Bienze bune, yeye kiwetu Mosa. Yeye kiwetu Mosa walelewe.
Moses' veil was a living word to the people. Today, Jesus' veil is the living word to the people that Jesus in the church.
Mosa mubuikila yeke uvojiyi jivone moyi wachisamba. Leluewu Yesu mubuikila ke ujijiji jindu moyi wachisamba. Mumone Yesu mwekelezia.
The Holy Ghost, the Son of God, in the people revealing the word by the promise of this day. Makes it just exactly. Same now.
Nyuma mwimpa. Mwana wa Nzambi munda mwabantu. Mwikala ubulu la jiyi kumulai waritu kweji. Wenze chochachi anummenemen. Nchintu chimochimuachi mpinjeo.
And remember, Moses did this and manifested this not to all the world, but to the Exodus people. Just one class of people. That was those who come out of the in the Exodus.
Nenkuvuluka ine Mose wakenze chochechi ne wakamwene chochechi kakuri kuri bahabulo bobujima to kadi kujisamba chivumu chimwangi anukasumbuka mukabantu bavwangaba bavo bahatuka muchimwangi.
And today the Holy Spirit in the face of people who says divine healing is not right.
Nenkulelwe nyuma mwimpa kumpela kwa bantu bari bambane jondo haja kuri nzambi kinja chabushwo to.
One of us consulting a doctor called me the other day of a little lady. Oh, there's been 4 or 5 cases there of laying just at the point of death, giving hours, and the Holy Spirit healed him.
Hamvu anke bulula, ngangabuka mkwa bukumbi ikila ijinge jituku, buwansonga kajimuteket. Ka, kufubaba ilibanai ani batanu kuntu waku, bika lanu bahunga ni lufu. Baba hameba, kaji nyumu mwimpo kubondo.
The doctor was questioning. He said, how can this be? Well, I said, that's my patient. I said, it was, but now it was God's. It's his subject now, see.
Ngangabuka uvuche lampat. Yene, ebu bualu, budimu wakwenze kabish. Mones, keye yao, meme, au si mubedi wani. Meme ne, uvu web, kadi buwampinjie ukavo wanzambi, ukadi muntu wende mpinjeu. Namo nyani.
And so you see the thing it is that God is calling an exodus to come from behind the fleshly curtain who tries to impersonate, who tries to join church. Not Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian all together, but Pentecostal churches.
Nenku nuri numone chintu chidiku nchane nzambi uriu bikila chimwangi wakumuka hani maharido wa musunye uriu teta buwaku tentu lao. Uriu teta buwaku jivuja mwene ekelezi yao. Kinga nuba Methodist, ba Baptist, ba Presbyterian to. Kadi ekelezi ya chena mpenta.
It is an individual affair. It's you and God. You have to go in. Not your group, not your church, not your pastor, but it's you has to go in.
Bwalu mbwa muntu nkai. Mwewe ne nzambi. Bikenle ubwele. Kinchi sumbu chenu. Kinga ekelezi wenu. Kimpasa ta wenu to. Kadi udini shakubwela mwewe.
I want you to notice another characteristic of Moses. When he come out, yet being a prophet, being a great man that he was, when he come out with the word, the people saw that he was changed. Something had happened to him.
Njimuso abuwa nwenu kumwana ngika jilumuko abuwa Mosa haka hatuka ye. Na ashimu vabini, vomu profeta, mwikale muntu mwene muvo yamu, haka hatuka ene jiyi, batu baka mwene ni vomu shintu luka, chintu kampanda, chifochi mwenze kele.
When he come out with the vindicated word of that hour, the commandments, he was a changed person.
Haka hatuka ene jiri shindika jadi baji mikenjai uvumuntu mushintu luka.
And so will you be. When you come from behind that human veil that would laugh at a meeting like this. That man who would stumble at divine healing and say the days of miracles is past.
Kemu ikala heba, hawa ikala mumu kahani mahachibu ikilu shabuntu achi, jiji chufani na kuseka disangi shabu eji. Muntu wawu, ujimufuani na kule endi shibwa, buwajondo haja akuji nzambi. Ni kwamba ni matu kwa bishima, akari mahita.
You drop from behind that human veil there, the traditional veil, and everybody will know something happened to you.
Wama ni kumachiche chibu ikilu chabuntu achi hanima, chibu ikilu chabilele, nenku muntu yonsu ne amanene, chintu kampanda, nchikwenze kele.
Like our honorable brother Jim Brown, imagine most Presbyterians knows that something happened to him because he come from behind a traditional veil.
Bienza bumwane tu wakuneme kibwa Jim Brown. Njinji fwani kijila ne chibu nchabia presbiterie mbamanye ne chintu kampanda chifochi mwenze kela. Bwalu uvwa mumu ke hani mhashibu ikilu chabilela.
He saw something in the people that attracted him. And he came out from behind the veil.
Wakamona chintu kampanda mubantu chaka mukoka. Kekumuka ye hani mahashibu ikilu achi.
But when you come out from behind the veil, you'll be in full view of the people then that they can see that something has happened to you.
Hey, well, how do you mukahani mahashibu ikilu? Jibadi, kawu ikala hatoka kumpala kwa mesu wa bantu wa kufika bukujimone nechintu kampanda nchikuwa enzikali.
The veiled word to the unbeliever, but in full view of the believer, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Jiyi jibu ikila wa mwene buhija, kajijika la hatoka kumesu wa mwene kuitabuja. Yesu Kristo umuumu wa makelele lelu tone kashidi.
Then it was God. In them days it was God in a man, his son, Jesus Christ. We believe that.
Musangwau chivuan zambi. Mumatukwau chivuan zambi mumuntu. Mwana wenda Yesu Kristo. Tujituita bujachi.
Not just a prophet. Not just an ordinary man, ordinary human.
Kachi yanu mupofete chananato. Kachi yanu muntu wetu ahatuhueuto. Muntu ahatuhueu.
It was God in Christ. God in a man. The fullness of the Godhead bodily in a man. God in a man. Now it's God in man. The fullness of God in the Godhead bodily in his entire church. Manifesting himself. Fulfilling his word.
Chivu nzambi mukilisto. Nzambi mumuntu. Kabujuma kabu nzambi muchika dilucha mubiji mumuntu. Nzambi mumuntu. Wampindeu nzambi mubantu. Kabujima ka nzambi, mubu nzambi, muchika dilucha mubiji mwekeleze wenda mujima. Mwikala uji mweneshe yeye mwina, mwikala uje jijend.
Now we find God all ages has had skin on him. God has been hid behind a veil.
Mpindye tuji tusangana nzambi mubikondi byonsune, uvwanu nejiko bahambidi. Yeye nzambi utumusokoka hani mahashibu ikilu.
It just reminds me of a little story that happened down in the south. And so there's a Christian home.
Nye uchifuma kujimvulweja ka kabu waluka kwa abuka kese kafobuba londa kafokenze kwa kumusud.
And in this Christian home, they believed God, and they thought that God protected them from all troubles, in which he does.
And
they had a little junior, a little boy, about 7 or 8 years old, and he went to Sunday school and was a very fine little lad, but he was scared in a storm, especially when lightning was flashing.
Nenku bavone ka junior kana kabalu meka bidimu bumwanda muteketa ani mwanda mukulu nankwao. Nenku kavoka yemuka lasa kadi alumingu, kadi kika la kana kakesa kalenga malube, kadi kavone bo bo amvula wachi huhu, nanga havo mikeniel.
And I told this to a man the other day when this piece had come out about this man being healed. The same minister said, "They make a god out of you, Brother Branham."
Nenku unvomuchi londele muntu mukwa budinga dituku havo bwalo abu buhatuka bamba bwa muntu ewu ne uvomondo hibu mwambi umwe kwamba ine bariba kuvuja nzambi mwana etu Branham.
Well, he was a critic, so I thought I'd just kind of break it off just a little bit, not to hurt, you know, but just kind of.
Ye uvomwena kajuhu. Kime mku jambili lanu ne, mbihichi mwene mema mwime ni kajakula kakese chanan. Kabiibu wakumuta hakumoyito, nuriba manya, kajanu, mumu shinua.
I said, is that too far from the scripture? To be that? See? I said, no, it isn't. I said, because Jesus called prophets gods. That's right. God.
Meme ne, achichijikula mene mene ni mufunduanyi. Bwa kuikala shuwa chachi. Nomo nyanyi. Meme ne, to, kachienu kuleto. Ngakamba, walu Yesu sinyawu wakabigila ba profeta ni mba nzambi. Wamo nyani, achi mchochi nzambi.
And they say, well, you people try to take the place of God. That's not too far out. That's exactly what it is. Amen. It's exactly God manifested in flesh, amen, just as he promised.
Nenku badi bambane, nwenu bantu, nujunuke bako antaka baka nzambi. Achi kinchitambu kukala kulu kusekato? Nchochi anu mene mene, kemujichi mene mene. Nzambi mumwene shibwa mumubiji anu mwakala ye.
This little family, we find it. I told him this little story, which come to my mind just now, that one night it come up a storm, and mother said to Junior, said, now, you go on upstairs, son, and go to bed. He said, Mom, I'm scared. And he said, ain't nothing going to hurt you. Go on up and go to bed.
Ka famiye kakesaka mutu akasangani, même kadik mulonde la kabwa loku, kadik anvwi la mumeja numpindye omen. Nenku, kuloku mvu la wachi vudilo lukampanda, kemamu kwa mbile junior ne, mpindye u banda kukuu nzubu wakulu mwanani wakalala. Aune, mama, njimuvo buo wa mwakambayi. Kakwene shintu cha kwenzele bibito, banda, ndakalala.
Little junior laid up there in the lightning flashing around the windows. And the little fella got so nervous, he sticking his head under the cover, and he could still hear the lightning, or see the lightning flash on the windows and hear the thunder roar.
Ka junior aku, kujolola kukulu aku, mike ni katiku bankwele kunyungu kiluwa majidisha aku. Kekalumiana kubindi luka kubikola, mushindu wane, kakabweza katuka aku aku mumbu lanketa, kadiku tungunuka anune kumvwa mikenyai, anyi kumwono mvu mikenyela luwa kumajidisha aku, ne kumvwa makubakuba mvu watuta.
So he said, Mama, and she said, what do you want, Junior? He said, come up here and sleep with me.
Keyene, Mama, ke aune, uduka bachini si Junior, yene, banda kuneku ulokulala hamonani.
So, she come up the steps like any good, loyal mother would, and she came up and she tucked little Junior in her arms, and she said, Junior, mother wishes to speak to you just a moment. I said, all right, Mama.
Kekubanda ibi bandiluabi mujimamu mwimpa ni walu la matu mufaino kwenzamu. Kekubandai, kwa ngateka Junior mumbabu kwende. Keyene, Junior, mau udine jijinga jakuyikilana kuneba ndambu. Yeno, eyo mama.
So now you must bear this in mind. We go to church constantly. We read the Bible. We pray. We are a Christian family. We believe in God.
Yene, mpindye kuhumo ibualo ebuto. Tututu ya mwekelezi, kumusangu ni kumusangu. Tututu bala Bible, tututu sambili. Tudi familia wa bene Kristo, tudi bita buje nzambi.
And said, we believe that in storms and whatever goes on, God is our protection.
Keyene, tututuita buje ne, mumvule ya bihu ne bionsu bitubienzeka, nzambi gidiye tudi kubibwa.
He said, Mama, I believe every bit of that. But say, when that lightning's so close, he said, I want a God with skin on it.
Yene, Mama, njingi itabuja kantu ne kantu kabio biabi. Kadi, keye yao. Akadi mukenyau useme na menemena, yene, meme njimu sonzambi mwika lindi kuhambiji.
So, I think not only Junior, but all of us feel that way. When we get together, when we pray one for the other, God, with skin on it.
Hananku meme njingi elemeji, kinga nujunior to, tuetu bonsu, tututumva nanku au. Hatu tujisangisha, hatu jutusambidi lana eunewu, nzambi mwika lindi kuhambiji.
And we find out here that God has always had skin on him. When Moses seen him, he had skin on him. He looked like a man.
Nenku tudi tujandu la mwabeo ne nzambi utumisangu yonso anu ne dikoba hambidi henda. Hakamu mwana mosa uvone dikoba hambidi henda mufuwa nangana ni muntu.
When God was behind the curtains, he had skin on him. And God tonight in his church is veiled in his church with skin on it. He's still the same God tonight. We find that.
Havanzambi hani mahamari do. Uvone diko bahambi dihenda. Nenzambi jilo lueji. Mwekeleze wenda. Mubu ikile mwekeleze wenda ni diko bahambi di. Uchijanu nzambi umumuawu. Jilo lueji. Kechi tujitu sangana nchachi.
But now as ever, the skin veil is what catches the traditions. They just can't believe it. That's God making them people act like that.
Kadimpindyeu, anubukonsweku. Chibu ikilu cha diko bachi, kechi dichishika bilele. Bobu kabena anumu wakuita bujene, nzambi ngudi ufikisha bantu wabu kujenza malu mushindo auto.
See, it's because God's veiled in his church. In skin on him. That's right.
Nomo nyani, mbualu nzambi mubu ikila mwekeleze wenda. Mujikoba, jikoba hambidi, chabushua.
He's hid from the unbeliever and revealed to the believer. Yes, sir.
Yeye musoko kamwena buhija, kadi mubulu ila mwena kuita buja, eyosu mkalea.
Now, when the tradition veil of traditions of the elders and the word is broke through, oh, of course today then comes in plain view, we see him. Deity again veiled in human flesh.
Mpinjeu, hadichibu ikilu chabu chachibilela, cha bilele bia ba kuluni jiyi, chikale chandika tone mwamwa, ka mubusho bwabwalu leluewu nenku bimwene katoka, tulitumona bunzambi chakabidi bubu ikile mumbiri wa buntu.
Hebrews 1 said so. And also Genesis 18, you remember God was a man standing there eating and talking with Abraham and told what Sarah was doing in the tent behind it.
Kemuji ebelo nshapito mwa kumpala mwamba ne Genesis nshapito wadikumini mwanda mkulu kabichi. Nidibavuluka ne nzambi uvwa muntu, mwima na mwabau, ujene uyikile ne Abraham, ne wamba bivwa Sarah wenza muntenta hani mahachochash.
And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Deity veiled again in human flesh.
Nenku Yesu akamba ne, anu mwakaji bimu matukwa Sodoma, kemu ikala bika biji kujilua jamwana wa muntu. Bunzambi, bubu ikile chaka bidi mbiri wa buntu.
Now remember, Jesus didn't say when the Son of God is being revealed. In Luke, the 17th chapter, I believe, and about the 21st verse, somewhere along there, he said, and when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Mpinjeu, noa vulukaini, Yesu kakambane, hikala mwana wanzambi, mwakubulu jiboto. Muluka nshapito, wadikumini mwanda muteke tengele meji, lwakumvesa wama kumiabidi, ne umwehela, lwa mwaba kampanda, mwabau, yeya mwambane, nenku, hikala mwana wamuntu, mwakubulu jibwa.
The Son of Man back in the church again, revealed in human beings. Not Son of God, but the Son of Man again, back in His church again, in the last days. We find that He promised that in God's promises.
Mwana wa muntu, mwalu kilecha kabiri mwekelezia, mbuli jibo mubantu. Ki mwana wa nzambi to, kari, mwana wa muntu chakabiri, mwalu kilecha kabiri mwekelezia wenda, mmatu kwa ndekelu. Tujitu sana ne, yeye ngwakala yachi mumila ya nzambi.
We notice another thing. In the Old Testament, I have a scripture here in Exodus, that the old badger skins, what did it do? It hid the glory of God from the people. The badger skins.
Nye utumone shiku wa bushintu, mjihungile jukulukulu. Njine mufundu wa umuabeo, muweke sod. Nebise ba biakale biatu sengele nshimbabi, vibienze chini, vibisoko kabantu butumbi bwa nzambi, bisebe byatusengele nshimba.
The people couldn't see it because it was a skin that held it. The skin was, the glory of God was behind the skin.
Na shabantu bine kabafumu wakubu mwanato, walu chisebe nchivo chibujik. Chisebe chivwa, butumbi bwa nzambi vuhani maha chisebe.
And now the glory of God is behind your skin. And the traditions don't see it. It's inside the veil where His word was.
Kadi mpindiye butumbi bwa nzambi budihani mahaliko badiye buwewe, nchabushua, nebile lakabiena bibu mwonato. Budimunda mwachibu ikilu, mwaba uvajii jenda, jisanga niibwa.
What was on the inside of that skin, back there, the old badger skins?
Nchinchivu munda mwachisebachi hani mafu, bisebe biakala, biatusengele nshimbabi.
Which there was no beauty we should desire. And when it was made flesh and dwell among us, it was still no beauty we should desire.
Bivane, kakufubulenga butuwa mwakujingila chochachito. Ne, hakanda mukachimubidi, ne kusomba mukachimuetu, kachivuanu nebulenga buatuetu kuchijingila to.
And now the same thing is today. There's nothing in a man or a woman that can be desired. But what's in behind there? That's what it is.
Nenku mpindyeu chintu chimuchimwachi kechijikuleluewu. Kakwene chintu mumuluma ani mumukaji chijibumu akujinga to. Nchidihani mafu kechochachi.
When you say that, fellow, I know he used to be a drunkard, he used to do this, I don't care what he used to do. What's hid behind that skin? What is behind there? That's what counts.
Mudi wamba. Mulumi anawawa, memendumene ni uvumkwa chipi wamal. Uvwene chibidilu cha kwenze chikampanda. Chivwene chibiru cha kwenze na shashika le chini. Chidichisoka kahani mahajiko badi adi nchini. Chidihani mahu. Kechiji ni mushing.
That's what the people is blinded. The skin blinds the people.
Kibu achini bantu mba fufumija. Jiko bandi jifufumija bantu.
See, they say, I remember that woman used to, I know what she used to, but what about now?
Nomo nyani. Bobadiba mbane, meme njimuvuluka havuwa muka jiruwa, ne chibiru achi. Njimumane bivwene chibiru cha kwenza. Kadibishibu wa mpinje uu.
See, them skins, that was once on a badger, but now it's hiding the glory of God. Amen. Got it housed behind it. It was on an animal, but now it's housing the glory of God.
No monyani, bise babi, vomusang kampanda, hambiti hakasenele nshimba. Kadilelu ewu, chikaji, chisoko kabutumbi buanzambi, chikaji chishala nzubu wabu ina butumbi abu hani mahachi. Chivo hambiti hanyama, kadimpindiyo chikaji chishala nzubu wabu tumbi buanzambi.
And so can your skin be changed tonight to be made a housing place for God, God dwelling in humanity.
Biamomu moje bediko bahaji, jidimu wakushintulu kajilo ulueji, buwakufuiji buwaji nzubu wachisombe di buanzambi. Nzambi usombele mubuntu.
Not the old badger skins. We find out behind it was inside of there was the Word. And the Word there also was the shoe bread.
Tangi lai. Bisebe biakala biatu sengele nshimbabi. Nyau tujandule ne hani mahavua mundamu muvojii. Nenku jiyi muvoka birimampa bakuiji.
The ark was sprinkled. And what was it? The Shekinah glory was in there.
Musheto wa chihungiji uvumumia mina mash. Nenku chivuwa nchini, butumbi bwa Shekinah, kebu vumuntu amu.
Now the word is a seed, and it cannot bring forth until the sun strikes it. The sun's got to be up on the seed to make it bear, to make it come forth.
Mpinjeu jiyi njiminu, nejoji kajena mwakuvulanga na hadiri. Mwana kayimudilenga to, bikengele mwana alo hajiminu, bwa kujikwamisha, bwa kujifikisha, kujivulangana.
And that's the only way you take the word, see, take the word of God in your heart and walk into the Shekinah glory.
Neke mushindu mwehe lao, uduangataji, wamonus, uduangataji janzambi munda mwamoyi web, ne ubwele mubutumbi wa Shekinah.
And when you do, it'll bring shoe bread, manna, that's only given for our separated people. The only thing that can eat it, is permitted to eat it, is just the people who are permitted. It knows it.
Ne haudu wenza nanku, neji toala jampe dia bakuiji. Manna, atuma fijibu anu, wachi samba, shijichita huluka. Chintu chimwehele shijimu wakudidia, shijinijani shedia kudidia, anubantu badibani shibwa, ne badibaji mani.
Paul said you're changing from glory to glory. You see, finally it comes to its back to its original glory.
Paulo mwamba hane kushintuluka kumuka kubutumbi kwa kubutumbi. Nujunu mwanas, ndeke lua bionsu, jijidi kafika tone kujoji kwa lukila kubutumbi buwaji buwa kuchibangilu.
This is like a seed of a morning glory, the seed of a flower. It falls into the ground. A seed of corn falls in the ground.
Njenza nubu jiminu jabutumbi buwa mudinda. Jiminu jachilongu, jijimata mbulob. Jiminu jadital, jijimata mbulob.
What's the first thing? It comes up and it's a little sprout. Then it goes to a tassel. Then from a tassel, back to its original grain.
Chintu chakumpale nchintu kai. Jijito loka, ne jijiji loka bezika kesi. Hashisha, kadika yeto ne kumwehu. Hashisha. Jumuka kumwehu, jalukile chaka bilikulu teta, luadilu wakushibangi dilu.
Well, that's exactly what the church has done. It come from Luther, Wesley, and now back to the original grain, back to its original glory, back to the glory it was at the beginning.
Kechio church minemene chidiakeleze mwenza. Ye mumu kile kulu te, Wesley, nenku mwalu kile mpinje ukulu teta lwa kushibangi dilu. Mwalu kile kubutumbi buenda wa kushibangi dilu. Mwalu kile kubutumbi buvainabu kushibangi dilu.
The sun that rose in the east is the same sun that's manifesting the same thing in the west.
Amen.
Changing from glory to glory.
Mwana waka juka kuweseta. Mwana umu mwawu uri munkachi mwakumwenesha chintu chimochi mwachi kuweseta. Ushintu luka umuka kubutumbi, uyo kubutumbi.
It changed from the pagan down into Luther and from Luther down into Wesley and from Wesley out into Pentecost and on, changing from glory to glory. Producing the hidden manna.
Waka shintuluka kumuka ku bumpanganu kuhweka ekubwele muliter. Ne kumuka muliter kuhweka ekubwele mweslei. Kumuka mweslei kuhatuka ekubwele mumpenta. Anunanku, anunanku, ushintuluka umuka kubutumbi, uyo kubutumbi, uhatula mana masokoka.
And now it's right to bring him back exactly like he was at the beginning. His same ministry, The same Jesus, the same power, the same Holy Ghost.
Kadi mpindie ulu kadi lu Bob, wakumu hinga janu mene mene muvo yiku chibangi di lu, mujimu wende wabuambi umwe mwawu, Yesu umwe mwawu, bukolo bumwe mwabu, nyumo mwimpa umwe mwawu.
The same one that come down on the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost that's manifested today, from glory to glory to glory.
Anu yeye umwe umwe waka huweka mujitu kudia mpenta uo, nyuma mwimpa umwe mwawu. Uji mumu eneshibo leluewo, umuka kubutumbi, okubutumbi, kubutumbi.
As back to its original scene with the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the same signs, same wonders, same baptism, same kind of people acting the same way with the same power, the same sensation. It's from glory unto glory.
Nenku ukadi mwalu kile kujiminu jenda jia kushibangi jilu, nejibatiza jia nyuma mwimpa, nebimaninu bimu bimuabi, malu akukema amuamuawu. Jibatiza, jimujimuaji, bantuba mushindu umuamuawu, benzamalu mushindu umuamuawu, bikale ni bukole bumuamuabu, jisaluka jimujimuaji, mumu kakubutumbi, muya kubutumbi.
And the next will be changed from this glory into a body like his own glorious body where we shall see him. Abraham saw the same.
Nechalonda chikala kunchane. Bashintuluka bumuka kwe butumbi, babwele mubiji, mufwanane ne mubiji wende yeye mwina wa butumbi, mutu amumwen. Abraham, wakamone shimushimwash.
Now notice, we see how it was changed. Since Calvary, we are invited to share his glory.
Mpinje omonai, tujitumwana mwaka shintuluka bi, kubangila ku Calvario, tujibabi kijibwa buatuikala, baba nyangani babutumbi bwende.
Now in 1 Corinthians 12, we are baptized into his body. By one spirit, we are all baptized.
Mpinjeo mukolinto wakumpala, jikumini muibiji, tulibabatijibwa mumbiji wenda. Kunima umwe, mkutu libonso babatijibwa.
Not by one water, one spirit, we're all baptized. That's right. Now, and then we become part of him.
Kabi ikuma ya moto, kunima umwe, mkutu libonso babatijibwa. Achincha bushua, mpindyeo, nehashisha, tuluwa chitu hachenda.
I hope I'm not keeping you too long. See, I hope I'm not.
Njintekemene ni nchena unulamu mkungulu muhito futabuloto. Nwamo nyanyi, njintekemene ni kina mkuto.
But it's just like a great symphony that's playing out or acting out of drama.
Kaji, mbienza anubuji nuangana jine na jia mijiki ya yi, mikale yimba anukuimba, anyi, jienza jia jina ya.
I don't know too much about symphonies or drama, but I was watching this play. I was talking about Carmen when my daughter and them was in it, and they were playing in this symphony in Carmen.
Nchitumutamba kumanya habidi bitangele jino angana jia mijiki ani mana yeto. Kaji, mvwa mbanjile jina yeji, mvwa ngakulabu wa Carmen. Hafo mwana ni wabaka jinebako wabibika lemu. Nenkuba vwa bimba, mujino angana jia mijiki jineji mu Carmen.
There's acting out. The music was acting out the same thing.
Bobenze jina ya muziki yao uvoa nzano chintu chimuchimwachi.
That's what it is when you're baptized by the Holy Spirit into Christ.
Kemushindu dibi haudi mbatijibwa ne nyuma mwimpa mu Kristo.
Now see, many of you have read or heard the story of the great Russian composer who composed Peter and the Wolf. And how they act that out on symbols and everything.
Mpinjie umonai. Babu nibenu. Bakari babala ani bumvwa. Balonda buwalu buwa musa kimunene wa misambu wa Benarisi. Waka saka musambu wa Pierre nembo wajitu. Nemushindu mwina ujie. Ujibu benze jina yaji. Bika labimba nebiamu. Bia kukumbakaja nabi inibika wabionfu.
And anyone who knows the story that's reading it off of a paper and can hear that symphony, how it's acting that out, the drama, playing it out.
Ne muntu kana yonsu, utumumene bualabu jibubalonde muabu, ubalahama beji, ne mumanye mwakumvo jino angana jia mijiki aji, mushindu jibibi enze chinachi, jina yaji, bikalaba jina ya.
Well, they know every change. They can look out here and see the change.
Mwanas, bobo mbamane nshintu lukilu yonsu, bobo bedi mwaku chitangi laha, kumwana nshintu lukilu wawu.
But now what happens if the composer writes something and we find out that it isn't just acted outright? We find out then that there's something that happens. There's something like him when we see them.
Kadimpindi ewu, chichichenzeka nchingani harimusakiwa musambu funda chintu kampanda. Kaditoe tutusangane ne kimbi na ibo mbyobi. Tuditujandula hadibadi ne kujichintu kampanda chichichenzeka. Kudiku hainka chintu kampanda haturituba mwana.
He who composed it is made it up and wrote it out, and then the symphony is playing it, hits a wrong note. There's something wrong. The director gave the wrong motion.
Yeye ovu musakawu, ke udimu wenza, ne udimu ufund. Nengu hashisha, jino angana dia mijiki, jididi chenza mudinai, batuta mbota wachanan, kujichintu kampanda kachimu chochito, mulombodi mulejo ne chanza, jidi ya mujiki, jidikadi idiodito.
See, and that's what's the matter today, my Lutheran brethren, my Baptist brethren, my Pentecostal brethren, all my brethren from all different denominations, that's what it is.
Nenku kelutatu ludiku le lue undo lualu. Nwenu bana betu baba luterien, nwenu bana betu baba batiste, nwenu bana betu ba inampenta, bana betu bonsu ba muma ngumba mshile shilangana ke chochachi.
See, you're trying to give a note that hit back in the days of Luther or Wesley like that, when the actually the music sheet here shows that it's another sheet.
No monyani, udinute takufile chike muchidishituta chalujangana muma tuka Luther, Wesley, mushindo au hadibine mubusho bwabwalu dibeji dia mujiki mwabeu dijiji lejene njitu kudia hatu. No monyani, no monyani, no monyani.
We can't live in the light of Luther. He was a reformer. We appreciate his part, but we've played that out. We're way over here at the back of the book now. See, we can't play it out like that.
Tue tuka tuwe na mwakwikale ne moi mbukenka bwa Luther Nash. Ye uvo mulongo loji. Tujituanisha wenda mudimu wakenza hii. Kadisi tuka adibamene kuwenza. Tuka adilu ahahani mahamuka anda mpinjeo. Na mwanyani, katuwe na mwa kuchina yungu shindo auto.
Now, the only way that you're ever going to be able to do it, my brethren, is this. And brethren of the world, or the different parts of the world, I might say, there's only one way for that director to do.
Mpinjeo, mshindo umwehela, unikala kumwa kwenzachi, bana betu, mwowewe, nenku, nwenu bana betu, babuloba bujima, bamubitu habishile shidana biabuloba, njimufwane na kwambane, kudimu shindo anu umwehela uji, udimulombo diawu, mwakwenza.
He has to get in the same spirit that the composer was in.
Amen.
Then he's got it.
Bikengela abuela, munyu mwumwa umwa, mufomusa kiwa musambu sangani ibuamu. Hadibaji, ye wahechi chochash.
And when the church, the symphony itself, where the worlds are watching for these signs and wonders, when the church and the composer and the director all get in the spirit of the composer,
Nengu hadi ekelezia, jino angana dia mijiki jo jina, hadi bahabuloba bindila, buwakumone bima ninoebi, ne malu akukema, hadi ekelezia, ne musaki wa musambu, ne mulomboj, bonsu, babuele munyuma wa musaki wa musambu.
Then when we say the days of miracles is past, it don't hit the right note.
Amen.
But when it gets in the right swing of it, and the right spirit of it, how are you going to do it until the spirit comes down of the composer?
Amen.
Amen.
Nenku haribubamba ne matuko abishi makadi mahita, achika chene chifile jiji ya musambu mjojito, kadi hadibibi buwele mchone cha busho cha chochachi, nenyuma wabusho wa chochachi, nenuenze china achibishi, hikala nyuma kaimutu uluka, wa musaki wa musambu au. Amen.
Then when you say the days of miracles never pass, the symphony cries out, Amen.
Kadi haudu wamba ne, matu kwa bishi mekima hita kuto, jino anadia mijiki sinijele lubile lukole ne. Amen.
When we hit say Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever, the symphony cries out, Amen.
Hatu jitututa to wamba ne, Yesu Kristo umuawu, makelele lelu tone kashiji, jino anadia mijiki sinijele lubile lukole ne. Amen.
You shall receive power after this the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The symphony cries, Amen! I got it!
Nenu vete bukola, hanima hanimo mwimpo mwena kunu tulikila. Jino anadi amijiki sinidi ele lubile lukole ne. Amen! Memenji mumuhet!
There's no more guesswork about it then. The whole symphony is right in harmony with the word.
Kakuchena ka bidhadi badi, biadi fika ka shahabu alo abuto. Dino angana di amijiki jion sunkon, di janu bu jumvane ni di yi.
That's it. Oh, it's a magnificent thing. The director and the composer must be in the same spirit, and so must the musicians be in the same spirit to act it all out. And the world is wondering what's going on.
Neji kale, kecho chash, ka, chintu sinchi abutumbi. Mulomboji ne musaki wa musambu badine chakwikala munyu muwa mwomwomwa. Na shabimbi babi sanji kabidi badine chakwikala munyu muwa mwomwomwa au. Mwakuchi na chuonsu. Kadi bahabu loba badimunkachi mwakuchi konka ne chichitakane nchini.
The communism they talk about and they made me sick with it. And all this integration and everything else and segregation. Oh mercy, such all this nonsense when the coming of the Lord is at hand. There's something hitting wrong.
Communism ujibu anu bambewu kumba kunsamisha mutu nebini bintuabi ne malu onsu ajibu elakashe di abantu au nebi kwa abionsu nebi adisungulu janga nebi ka lusawe bia nankuwa u mulu kutukutulu onsu elu hajidilo jamu kalenga di kalahubui ujishintu kampanda chituta mumu shindu ujikayu muo uto.
I'm afraid that the directors got out of the spirit of the composer.
Njinchine nkwe kuikala mulomboji ukadi muhatuka. Balomboji mbahatuka munyuma wamusaki wamusambu.
When we get that composer spirit, that original power of God that the Bible said, man of earth was moved by the Holy Ghost to write this Bible, you'll see them two Chinese pieces of paper will come together just like God's Bible and a believer will come together.
Hatu jituweta nyuma u, wamusaki wamusambu, bukola buwakuchibangilu buwa nzambi abu buwakambe Bible ne. Bantu bakale bakasakibwa kujinyuma mwimpa bwakufunda Biblia wabu nenu monene tuhesu tubidi twakabeji kabashi nwatu netu twangana anu mudi Biblia wa Nzambi ne mwene kuitabuja batwangana.
The calls are both in the same spirit, they're both the same thing, they dovetail right straight together.
Bwalu bonsu babedi badi munima umwe bubidi bwabo badi chintu chimu badi banwangana anu mene mene.
What we need today is directors. That's right. Back to the word. Back and believe it. Just as it said.
Chichitu kengele tuwe tuabale luewu mbalomboji. Nchabushua. Balu kile kujiyi. Balu kile ne. Bajita bujanu mujiji. Jambi boy.
Then you see the God himself. That's the unveiling. The drama's made real.
Haji baji. Nudinu mwana Nzambi ya uye mwin. Kejibulu lejibwa. Njoje aji. Jinaya jivujibwa jachabushua.
Today they say, well, he's a historical God. We know he crossed the Red Sea. He did all this and he was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children.
Lelo badibambane, yes, in Zambi wabwalu bulond. Tulibambane ne, ye waka kusolo lambu mukunz. Wakenze bi kampanda byons, ne ye uvomu muchiku tuchakahia, ne bana babena ebelu.
What good's a God of history if he isn't the same today?
Nzambi wabu walubulonda ujine mushingo kuchini. Hikale bika yi, hikale bine yeya, kena umuwa ulelu ewu.
Man is ever glorifying God for what he did do, thinking of what he will do, and ignoring what he's doing.
Muntu utuanu watumbisha Nzambi buwabia kenza ye. Mwikale wele meji kubialo ikuenza. Kadi uhanga kumanya bidiye munkachi mwakuenza.
That's just in man to do that. And it's the same thing today, my brethren. It's the very same thing.
Kemo tungenze luwa muntu nanku. Nenku nchintu anu shimushimuachi le luewu. Nenu bana betu. Nchintu anu shimushimuachi mene mene.
Oh my. Let's get back and get the symphony playing right. Where we the world can see Jesus said, if I be lifted up from this earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ka, ekele kele. Tualukila ayi buwakwenze ni jino aneja ya mijiki jinae mujoji. Buwabahabulo baba hetu mshindo wakumo na. Yesu wakambane, hain kele muambu ibuwa, mumu shibu habulo bebu, nengu kebantu bon suku njimem. Kabidi, yeye udumwe mwawu makelela lelu tone kashiji.
Let the directors get in the right spirit with the musicians and with the composer, everything will be all right. And we're no guesswork about it. We are identified with him, man.
Balombo di babuela munyu mwacha busho. Nebimbi babisanji ne musaki wa musambu bintu byonso ne bikumbana ngana. Hadi baji katuika bidi ne byaji fika kajaputo. Di baji ne tuikala bafwaniki jibonend.
Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Ebelo chapter 13:3 mwanda mukulu mwambene yeye uri umo umwa umakelele leltoni kashiji.
We are identified with him in Acts 2. We are identified with them with the same baptism, same thing. All he was then and all he is, all he was and all he is, we are. Exactly.
Tuji bafwanikije bonenda mu byenze din chapter mwibije. Tuji bafwanikije bonabo ne libatize jimu. Chintu chimo chimwachi. Chonsu chivoyi musangwawu ne chonsu chijiye. Chonsu chivoye ne chonsu chijiye kechi tuji. Kechio chachi menemen.
Just like if I want to be a true American, I've got to be identified with everything she was, everything she is. I've got to be identified with it. If I am a true American.
Bijanu bune memu musu kuikala mwena Amerika mulelela. Bikengela, ngikala mufani kijibu ne chonsu chivoye, chonsu chijiye. Bikengela ngikala mufani kijibu nachi. Hikala bine memeu nji mwena Amerika mulelela.
If I am a true American, then I landed on Plymouth Rock. Amen. I did. If I'm an American, so did you. You landed on Plymouth Rock with the Pilgrim Fathers.
Hikala bini memeu nji mwena Amerika mulelela. Na nku nga katoliki la halubwebwa lwa Plymouth Rock. Amen. Eyo. Hikala bini memeu nji mwena Amerika mulelela. Na shwe heb. Wakatoliki la heba halubwebwa lwa Plymouth Rock hamwene batatu beno luendu.
On Plymouth Rock, when they landed out there, I was with them. So was you, everybody.
Halubwebwa lwa Plymouth Rock. Haka tulukabu mwabawu. Mvonabu. Na shwe heb. Nen bons.
I rode with Paul Revere, right down the road to Warrior Danger. It's exactly right.
Naka banda hakabali ni Paul Revere. Tuende tuweka na njila. Wakuji mwije ditu nga kunju. Achin chabushu wa mene men.
Right down here at Valley Forge, I crossed the icy Delaware with a bunch of soldiers who half of them didn't have shoes on.
Anumu Valley Forge mu. Naka sabuka musulu wa Delaware. Mukwate jibwe. Hamwene musumba wa basalai bavwa chabibidi chabu. Kaba ini bisabata kumaka seto.
I prayed all night with George Washington beforehand. I crossed the Delaware with a vision in my heart. We are Americans. Yes, sir, at Valley Forge. I certainly did.
Ngaka anji kusambili bufugu bujima ni George Washington. Ngaka sabuka Delaware mwikale ni chikena kumona munda mwa moyo wanyi. Tulibe na Amerika. Eyo simukalenga mu Valley Forge nchabushua.
I return thanks with the original Thanksgiving fathers. I return thanks to God. If I'm a real American, I was identified there at that table.
Ngaka hingeje toa sakidila hamone bata tubaji sakidila jakumpala. Ngaka hingeje toa sakidila kulinzambi. Hikala bine meme unji mwena Amerika mulelela. Ngaka fwanikijibwa nabu mwaba ukumesau.
If I'm a real American, I was identified when I stood with Stonewall Jackson. If I'm a real American, I was identified at the Boston Tea Party. Yes, sir. When we refused to have things pulled over our eyes.
Hikala bini meme unji mwena Amerika mulelela. Ngaka fwanikijibwa hangakimana ne Stonewall Jackson. Hikala bini meme unji mwena Amerika mulelela. Ngaka fwanikijibwa kujifesto ja chai ja mu Boston. Eyosi mukaleng. Hato akabenga bintu bia batukutakaja tuetu baji mwena nyetu abiji.
Well, I'm a real American. I was identified there with that. Yes, sir. Oh, my.
Eh, njibu Amerika wabushua. Ngaka fwanikijibu mwabawu ni chochachi. Eos mkaleng. Ka, ekele, ekele.
I ring the Liberty Bell the first 4th of July in 1776. I ring the Liberty Bell here and declare that we are independent. To be a real American, I had to.
Ngake la ngonga wabujishika mini mujitu kujama tukwa nai. Jakumpa leja ngondo wa mwanda muteketa. Muchiji mucha chinunu nkamu mwanda muteketa. Makumi mwanda muteketa ni isambombu. Ngake la ngonga wabujishika mini ahane. Ngaka ambene. Twajishika mini. Wakuika la mwena Amerika mulelela. Biaka kengele chochachi.
I was identified with her shame in the revolutionary. When brother fought against, I've got to bear her shame the same as I have to bear her glory. If I'm an American, I have to be. I was identified with her. Yes, sir.
Ngaka fwani kijibwa ni bundu buwende mumvita ya jitombo kele bukalenga buwa ditunga. Mubabanda ba muntu baluishanga nanka yabu. Bikengele mema kwambula bundu buwenda. Anumudi bine bikengele ngambula butumbi buwenda. Hika bini mema njimwena Amerika bini bikengele nankwawu. Ngaka fwani kijibwa nenda. Eyosi mukalenga.
I was identified at Gettysburg down there when Lincoln made his speech. Yes, sir.
Ngaka fwani kijibwa ku Gettysburg kwa ka hakenza Lincoln muiki wenda. Eyosi mukalenga.
I was on Wake Island. Over that bloody soldier's body, I rose in Wake Island. On Guam, I helped hoist that flag.
Mvomuchi sanga cha Wake Island. Hambidi, ha mibidi ya basalai ivohiwe kama shai. Ngaka juru kama Wake Island. Mu Guam. Ngaka ambulisha buwakuba anjishe di bendelaji.
I'm a real American. Amen. All she is, I am and proud of it. Yes, indeed. All America has been, all she is, I'm still that to be American. Everything she was, I have to be because I'm identified with her.
Meme ni mwena Amerika mulelela. Amen. Chonso chidike chindi. Nendindi umvwa malela buachinachi. Eyo, bushu. Chonso chikadi Amerika mwikala. Chonso chidike kichindi misangu yonso buakwikala mwena Amerika. Chonso chivoyachi bikengele ngikala chochachi.
Same thing by being a true Christian. You have to be identified with it.
Bia momu mwa mukwikala mwena Kristo mulelela bikengele wikala mufanikijibwa ne church.
I preached with Moses and Noah and warned the people of the oncoming judgment to be a real Christian.
Ngaka yisho ne Mosa ne ngaka dimu ani ne Noah ne ngaka dimu jabantu kujinyoka divo dilwa wakwikala mwena Kristo mulelela.
I was with Moses at the burning bush. I saw the pillar of fire. I saw his glory. I was with Moses up there in the wilderness. To be a Christian, I had to be identified with everything God was. To be a Christian.
Mvane Mosa, kuchihuka chifutila kukakahyashi. Meme kumwane kukunjia kahya. Meme kumwane butumbi buend. Mvane Mosa, mchihela mwamwa. Wakwikala mwene Kristo. Bikena yinkala mufani kijibwa. Nechonsu chivwan Zambi. Wakwikala mwene Kristo.
I seen his glory. I heard his voice. Don't try to explain away from me now because I was there. I know what I'm talking about. I seen what happened. Yes, sir.
Ngaka mwene butumbi buenda. Ngaku mvuji ijienda. Mpinjiu kutechi buwaku mvija buwaku chinye ngato. Bwalu mvwaku. Njimumane bindi ngamba. Ngaka mwene chakenzeka. Eyosi mkalenga.
I was at the Red Sea. When I seen the Spirit of God move down and part the water from one side, not through a bunch of reeds that you're trying to say there, but through about a 90-foot sea, I seen the Spirit of God. I walked with Moses through that dry ground across that Red Sea.
Mvakumbu mkunza, haka mwana nyuma wanzambi uweka ni wabulula maye kuneku. Kimba hichile mshikutukutu chamale ngato, mudibuba teto kwamba leluweu. Kaji muma yambu, mikale ni bondoka, wambaka samato kumakumishitemu. Meme kumwana nyuma wanzambi. Meme kuendele ni Mosa mubula babu mamu. Kuko solo lambu mkunzawu.
I stood by Mount Sinai and seen the thunder and lightning falling. I eat manna with them out there. I drink from that rock. I'm still doing it tonight.
Ngaki mana kuluseka lwa muku na wasinai. Ne kumwana mikungulu ne mikene biela. Meme kude nabu mana mwabawu. Meme kuna maya kulubwe balu. Nchijanu munkachi mwakuwa nwa jilo olweji.
I was identified with the manna eaters. I was identified with them that drunk from the rock. I was also identified when Joshua blew a trumpet and the walls of Jericho fell down.
Ngaka fwani kijibwa nebadi ba mana. Ngaka fwani kijibwa nebakano maya kulubwe abu. Ngaka fwani kijibwa kabidi hakele Yoshua mpungi. Ne hakuhu kabimanu bia yeleko.
I was in the lion's den with Daniel. I was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children. I was with Elijah on Mount Carmel.
Mvomubwina buantambwa ne Daniele. Mvomuchiku tuchakahia ne bana babena Ebelu. Mvohamukuna ne Elia hamukuna wakamele.
I was a John the Baptist and before them critics. I seen the Spirit of God descending. I heard the voice of God say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm pleased to dwell in. Yes, sir, I sure was identified with him. That's exactly right.
Mwana yona mubatiji, ne kumpala kwa abadudi angani abu, Memo kumona nyuma wa Nzambi uhweka. Memo kumvudi di Nzambi di ambane. E umwana ni munanga. Mwena munda. Mwini monsa nkisha. Bwa memo kusombela. E yose mkaleng. Nchabushwa ne. Ngaka fwani kijibwa nenda. Nchabushwa menemen.
I was identified there at the grave of Lazarus when he raised up Lazarus. I was identified at the woman at the well when he told her her sins. Yes, sir.
Ngaka fwani kijibwa kuntukwaka kulikita loa Lazaro. Hakabishiyi Lazaro kulufu. Ngaka fwani kijibwa nemukaji wakushina chamai. Hakamwambile mpe katu yend. Eyosi mkaleng.
I surely was identified with him in his death. And I was identified on the first Easter. I raised with him from death. And identified with him in his death.
Nchabushwa ne ngaka fwani kijibwa nenda mulufu luenda. Neni ngaka fwani kijibwa nenda mpupasta kawakumpala. Memo kubiga nenda kulufu. Njimufwani kijibwa nenda mulufu luenda.
I was with the 120 in the upper room. I was identified up there with them. I feel religious. Oh my! I was identified there. I'm one of them.
Mvoni bayidi luka manimu kumiyabidi abu munzu buwakulu. Ngaka fwani kijibwa nabu kulu wako. Hey, ngumvu butendeleji buambweji. Ka, ekele, ngaka fwani kijibwa kuntu wako. Meme njumo wabu.
I was identified. I got the same experience they had. I was there when it happened to be a true Christian.
Ngaka fwani kijibwa. Ngaka heta di labule di moji moja. Ngaka heta buwaji. Mvwapu. Hakenze kabi. Bwa kuikala mwena kilistu mulelel.
I witnessed the mighty rushing wind coming. I witnessed that. I felt the power of God as it shook.
Ngaka di mwena ne aniabidi. Mwakalo chihehele shikola cha chivumachi. Ngaka di mwena chi ne aniabidi. Memo kumfubukola buwa Nzambi. Hakonyungi shabu.
I was with them and spoke in tongues. I felt the anointing coming and I was with them. I was identified with them. When the Holy Ghost began to speak through tongues with them.
Mvone bakakule mumi akulu abu. Ngaku mvua di labi bo di lomu. Mvone abu. Ngaka fwani kijibwa nabu. Jiba di akabanga nyumu mwimpo kwa kule mumi akulu. Wakwila kudibo.
I was with Peter before the critics in Acts 2. When he preached a great sermon and I was identified with him. Yes, sir.
Mvoni petelo, kumpele kwa abadudi angani, mubienze di, shapita muibidi, hakayishe idishe dinena, jakayishe yaji, ngaka fwani kijibwa nenda, eyosi mkaleng.
And Acts 4, when they assembled together, I was with them when the building shook. At your prayer meeting, the building shook where they were sitting. I was identified there with them.
Mubienze di, shapita muinayi, hakadi sanye shabukaba kamwa, mvonabu, hakanyungo nzubu au. Hani mahadi sansha di amilo mbwadi, nzubu vobaba sombelawu, wakanyunga, ngaka fwani kijibwa nabu muntu amu.
I preach with Paul on Mars Hill. Yes, sir, I was with John on the Isle of Patmos and seen his second coming.
Ngaka yishe ne Paul, hamuku na wa Mars, eyosi mkaleng, mvone yona mchisanga chapate mo, ne memo kumone jilojenda jacha kabiri.
I was with Luther in the Reformation. I was with Wesley. That firebrand snatched from the fires when the great revolt against the Anglican Church. I was there with him.
Mvone Luther, mudilongo lola, mvone Wesley, muhe shangani wadi kimawu, chikuni chakadilu, chatukila mwiku, chikondu chaditombo keladia ekelezo wabanglikan, memo mvonend.
Here I am tonight, 1964, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Identified with the same kind of group, with the same kind of an experience. I must be to be a Christian. I must stay identified where the word of God is being manifested.
Kadisi kimeme ujilo lweji, mchidimu cha chinu nunka mchitema, makumia sambo mbini na yemu. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, mfuani kijibwa ni kasumbu, kamushindu mumu au. Nejilabuleja mushindu mumu aji. Njine cha kufuani kijibwa, bwa kuikala mwene kilisto. Njine cha kushala mfuani kijibwa mwaba udididi ya Nzambi di mwene shibwa.
I'm identified with a group that feels the spirit of God. I'm identified with a group that knows he's unveiled, that knows he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that knows that this is not a fanaticism. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm identified with that group here tonight.
Ndi mfuani kijibwa nekasumbu kadi kumvwa mudi nyuma wa Nzambi wenza. Ndi mfuani kijibwa nekasumbu katika mene ne yeya mubulula Karika manini yeye udumu mwawu makelela lelu to ni kashidi. Karika manini echi kinji kola shida malu to. Nyesu kilisto umu mwawu makelela lelu to ni kashidi. Ndimufuwa ni kijibwa ni kasumbwa ku mwabe ujiloluweji.
Yet they're called a bunch of heretics, yet a bunch of fanaticism on account of the word of God.
Na shana nku nyawu babato jina jane mbabulu jangani musumba wabakolishiba malu. Anu bwadidi anzambi.
But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation of them all.
Kadi, meme nchene ni bundu bwa evangeli wa Yesu Kristo to. Bwalu di bukola bwa anzambi bwalu handu. Nenku kimema au.
I'm with them living epistles I spoke of. Vindicated. God veiled in human form in men and women.
Njine bobo, badimika anda mifundi langana, idine moyi ya bwene ingambiayi. Mishindi kibu. Nzambi mubuikila, mumu enekelu wabuntu, mubalu meneba kaji.
Oh, God, it is Martha again. Unveil himself and make himself known to his people, the great king who laid aside his glory.
Kaa, nzambi chakabidi, mwe mofu wende, mujibulula, ne mujimanishe kudichisamba chenda. Mfumu munena, udimuteka, kuluseka butumbi bwenda.
Yet a little while and the world won't see me no more. I'll be veiled to them. But ye shall see me. For I'll be with you, even in you, all the way to the consummation.
Kata anchika kesaka, bahabu lobaka bakumwana kabidito. Nengi kala mubuikila kumeswabu. Kadi nenu nenu umwana. Bwano neni kala nenu, ne munda mwenu mena. Ntanto yonsu auto, ne kujikumbana jamalu onsu.
Changing from Luther to Wesley to on and on, from glory unto glory, I'm still the same God. Going back to the original glory. Hallelujah.
Nshintuluka kumuka ku Luther nyaku Wesley anunanku ngumuka ku butumbi nyaku butumbi njanu nzambi umwa uvo de moyawo kali mwikala ngalukila ku butumbi bwa kuchibangililu. Hallelujah.
He has broken every denominational veil, every sound barrier. That sound that says, oh, that's fanaticism. He broke right through that. The sound that came out of there said, oh, that people are crazy. He broke right through that veil. Yes, he did.
Ye wahanji shibuikilu chonsu cha chena mangumba. Chimanu chonsu chibumbishi cha jii. Jii diabwene jii diambane. Ka, achishi njigote jamalu. Ye ya muhanda kadiku hichila mucho chachi. Jii diabwene jivoji hatukila mu jambane. Ka, bantu wabu simbahal. Ye ya muhanda kadiku hichila muchine chibuikilu achi. Eyo.
Oh, you can't do it. You're nothing but a bunch of fanatics. He broke right through that. No such a thing as divine healing. He broke right through that. Oh, my! For his word said he would. You can't conquer the word of God.
Ka. Kano ni mwaku chenze to? Nenu kano ni shinge shintu to? Anu musumba wabakolishu ba malu. Yeye muhanda kadikuhishile mucho church. Chintu hachine njondo hadi akuli nzambi kachituku to? Yeye muhanda kadikuhishile mucho church. Ka. Ekelekele, bwalu jidi enda, jikavo jamba ne ye ne a chance. Kwa na mwaku chimune jidi anzambi to?
There he stands yet tonight, the mighty conqueror. Since he broke every Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, every other kind of a veil, he still stands among his people tonight, unconquered by traditions.
Kadisiki yeye, uchidi mwimana wawa, jilo olweji, muchimuni wabukol. Kacha wahanda chibuikilu chonsu cha ba Methodist. Ba Baptist, ba Presbyterien, chibu ikilu cha mushindu mkwa wabuonsu. Uchijano mwima na munga chumwa chisamba chende jilo ulueji, kaimuchi mwibwa kujibile leto.
Let people say what they want to, do what they want to, anything they want to, God comes breaking right through that sound there.
Bantu bambe biyasobu kwa mbabi, benze biyasobu kwa nzabi, chonsu cha sabu kwa nzachi, nzambi ujulua, uhanda uhichilano mchina chimanu chihumbishi jadi yamu.
And remember, they tell me when a plane really breaks that sound barrier, is no limit to its speed.
Nengufulukai, batabangambile ne hatundeka uhanda chabushua chimanishi humbishi chadi yachi, kakutumikalu kulubilulu endolo ama hawashika bidito.
Now I'm telling you, when you break that traditional barrier, that Jesus is way back and he is now, when you find he's the same yesterday and forever, there's no limit to what God would do right here in this convention and show this world what they need.
Nyau nkwambiles. How do handa chimanusha bile lachi, chane yesu kari wakala, yeka chena kumpindye uwashi, haudi wewe sana ne yeye udu mwemwau makelela lelu tone kashidi kakweni mika lukuchidi nzambi mufanyi na kuenza mwabe mchibili we chito ne kuleja bahabulo baba chijibona chijijinga.
Not a world's fair, but a world revival that'll be filled and baptized with the presence of the living God and Marfan and Bailey himself into human flesh. Hallelujah. I believe it.
Kachichi salu, chachin sangan sanga chabula babuji mato, kajiji tabuluje jabula babuji majika la jula, nijiba tijibwa, nebuika jibwa nzambi udine moy, and morph, ujibuike le mumbidi wa buntu. Hallelujah. Memendingi tabujachi.
Broken every barrier, every veil, nothing can hide his presence.
Muhande chimanu chons, chibuikilu chons, chintu nase chimoka chenna mwakusoko kabuika jibwa endato.
When people get hungry in their heart, there's a veil ready to be broke. You can just depend on that. Rin every veil by his great Holy Spirit.
Hadibantu bahetanzale mu myoyo yabo. Kudishibu ikulu kampande shikadi hakuhandibwa. Uri we wanu mwakweye mene cho church. Muhande shibu ikulu chonsu kunyuma mwimpo wenda munene.
And here he stands tonight, the mighty conqueror.
Amen.
Same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Healing the sick, baptizing the believers, just as he always did. He's a mighty conqueror.
Nenkuki yeye umwimana jilo lweji muchimuni wabukol. Umwe umwamakelele lele toni kashidi. Ondo hababeji. Ubatiza bene kuita buja. Anu mukaji mwenzenza. Muchimuni wabukol.
Doom devils are on the run. Yes, sir. They always are when he's around.
Demo mimana kuhishai kekufukai mbilu eku. Eyosi mukaleng. Yoyi toanu mumbilu. Hakadi bini nye yau ukadi afu.
Closing, you might say this. I read a story many years ago about an old violinist. He had an old violin he was going to sell. You've heard the story many times.
Bwakujikija ndi mufanyi na kwamba nungu. Kuvwa ngakabala bwala butobuba londa kukadi bili mbiabuni. Bamba bwamwimbi wakale wa chindala. Uvone chindala chakale shivobuba jiyo kusumbish. Nukadi bumvumvu bwalwebu misangu ni misangu.
And they wanted to sell it for a certain thing. And auctioneer said, who will give me so-and-so? And I believe he's offered a few coins, maybe 50 cents or something. Going once, going twice.
Nenku, bavoba jingu chisumbisha kumushia kampanda. Nemusumbisha ngani kwamba ne. Ngani uli muso kumpa mushia kampanda. Ngele meji, baka mwele mushinga watu bichele tukesi. Hamwaha, mei ya makumiatano. Ani chintu kampanda.
Directly a man raised up in the back. He said, just a minute. He walked up and got it. Let's think if he played this. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Jakamo, muntu mkwabu kujukile lwa hani mafu, yene, indila kakesi. Kulwa tamaka kuchambilu. Tuanji bikwele mejine wakimba musambwe une. Kudi mpokolo mule ne mash. Mako kwa mumijilu ya Emmanuel. Bangenza mpe katu. Baji na mwishi mwaluko kalu. Badiba jimija makeji onsu adihila jabu.
Then when he laid it down, there was a dry eye in a place. Then he said, who offered? One said 5,000, 10,000. It was priceless. Why? The old master of the violin had revealed its true quality.
Hashisha mwenza anuchiteka hanshan. Kakufoji isu diakabe nkuweka shichinsu njimuwa bauto. Kea u kwambane, ngani udi muso kwele mshing. Muntu kwambane, binunu bitano, binunu jikum, chikavu kachicha jito mshing ato. Buachini, mumani mkulu wa, wachindala, wakasokolele mshinga mulelele wachirumiana.
Oh, brother, sister, now let the master of this word who wrote it, the great Holy Spirit, rouse him up his bow with love and pull it across your heart.
Ka, mwane tu wabaluma, mwane tu wabakaji, lekele mpindi ya umumeni waji yeji, yeye mena wakajifundawu, nyuma mwimpe mune nawu, alabe mafuta ajinanga kukombu kenda, kaji akende shemiaba yonsu mmoyu web.
There is a fountain, filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. You'll see the full value and see the unveiled God come out in view.
Kujimpokolo mule ne mashi, mako kwa mumujilu wa Emmanuel. Ne umona mushinga mkabujima, ne umona nzambi mubulula ule umweka hatoka to.
He's just the same as he was when he fell on the day of Pentecost upon the people, when he kenosed himself, emptied right into it. That's right.
Bwalune ye udiano umwe umwe wabwena uvoye, haka hone imujitu kujampenta, hachisamba. Haka jikene sayafu, muji humuinanu mchochachi, nchabushua.
You see, Brother Bram, I've tried, I've done this, that, the other.
Wedu wambane, mwane tu branama, ngari mutete teta, ngari mwenzenze chikampande, chikansangani, chikankeng.
One day I was having a meeting at Carlsbad, New Mexico, and we went down in this big old bat den down there, and it was kind of spooky looking, and we got down there.
Jinga jituku mvangenze jisansha mu Carlsbad, mu Nouveau Mexique. Kete tukuweka kuye mchisoko menu chine na chatuhulu kuswechi lwa kuenshi kwa ka. Kaji muhumu wekanu mwa mwenza bowa. Kaji te tukuweka mu.
The man, when he got down there in this place, he snapped the lights off. And oh my, you can imagine how dark it was. It's so dark you could feel it.
Nenku muntu au, hakahweka yu muntu amu mkabeki naku, yeye kujuma jaka mu makenka. Nenku, ka, ekele. Nuji mwaku jifuani kijila mwiji mwvomu. Nchenza anu, mwiji mwiji ma wawe mwfuani na kulenga ni bianzi.
And that's just about the way the times are getting. When we see the church that fails to recognize God's word.
Nenku, anabumu shindu wa uke ujibikondo biende bishalas. Hatu jitumwa na ekeleze uhaan kujingulu lejidi anzambi.
When you see our daughters of Zion doing the way they're doing.
Hanu jinumwa na bana betu babaka ji, bamu siyona. Benze malu mudibu benzemu.
When you see our brothers that smokes and drinks and tells dirty jokes and things is still trying to hold their confession in Christ. Oh my, it's dark, it's pitch dark.
Hanu jinumwa na bana betu babaluma, banamfuanka ni mal. Nebika da benze mine kuyabundu, nebintu bikwabu. Kadibatu unukano nejilama, jadi tonda jabu, mukilist. Ka, ekele. Sikudimidimas. Kudimidima ya fitutu.
We see the sign of his coming. It's always darkest just before day. Then the morning star comes out to hail the day and hurl and show that it's coming.
Tujitumona chimaninu, chajilo jend. Nekwikale, kutumisao yon swanu, kutamba kwikale miji makumpala kwa bufu kukuchabu. Hashisha, mutotu wa mudinda uhatuka, wakusekelele jituku, nekudi kwa buela, nekuleje ne njaji jilwa.
Notice. And in there, when they turn that off, there's a little girl just screamed to the top of her voice. And there's a little boy standing by the guide. And he's seen that guide when he switched the lights off like that.
Monai, mo muamu, mbenza anuba jumeme kenka wanyi. Muvakana kabaka jika kesa, kakabanga kwele mbila ya ihanda mutu. Kuvakana kabalu makima na kuluseka lwa mulombo jau. Kavakamo na mulombo jau, haka jumeme kenka u mshindo au.
And that little sister is just about to have a fit. She's screaming, jumping up and down. Oh, what's going to happen next? What's the matter?
Kadimwane tu wabaka jimuteke tau ukavuanu mwamba kuminina. Uvowe lambile mikol. Utuhika waye mulu walukila. Ka, nchini chikala mwakwenze kashisha. Nchilumbu kai.
You know what he screamed? He said, don't fear, little sister. There's a man here who can turn on the lights. Listen, little sister, you might think we're small in the minority, but don't fear, there's a man here who can turn on the lights. That's the Holy Spirit.
Nudibamanye ucha kamba iha kele ilu endolibila. Wakamba ne, leke la buwa mwaku nyani wabakaj. Kudimuntu mwabewu, udimu wakutemesha makenk. Telejo uwe mwaku nyani wabakaj. Udimu fayine kujambidilene. Tudibakesa ne banya. Kadi, leke la buwa kudimuntu mwabewu, udimu wakutemesha makenka. Kenyuma mwimbu.
You believe him? Let us bow our heads just a moment. I'm sorry to have kept you.
Nudi nutabuja na mkwani. Tuinika imitu yetu wakatanchika kesa. Nufuile kulusa buwadino lama jani.
O great God of heaven, unveiling yourself, unfolding yourself, making yourself known, the great King of glory, take these little illustrations tonight and let them fall down at the hearts of the people.
Enzambi munene wa mujulu, mwikala ujibulula, ujivungula, ujimanisha, mfumu munene wa butumbi. Angata tubifuani kijilu tukese tujilolweji, ne utumachishile mumyo ya bantu aba.
And may we see that unveiled one, that one who came down and rent the veil of the temple.
Nenkusu akubu atumone yeye ulimubulu lawu. Yeye waka huweka kuhanda chilamba chikujika cha muntempe lawu.
And then went right out of that veil, come right down into human veils again on the day of Pentecost. Has ever been the same, changing from glory to glory.
Nehashisha kuhatuka buluji mchibikiluachi kuhweka chakabidi nekubwela mu bibwikilu bya buntu mujitu kujampenta utukonsweku anumwe umwawu ushintuluka umuka kubutumbi uyo kubutumbi.
And now we're right back like all nature acting right back to the original seed right from one church age to another.
Nenkumpinjewu nyewu tukadibalu kila bumudibufu kibonsu buenza balu kila buluji kujiminu jia kuchibangidilu kumuka kuchikondisha ekelezia kwe kuchikuwabu.
And in this last stage here, here we are right back to the original thing that fell on the day of Pentecost to fulfill every scripture.
Nenku mchikondisha ndekeluechi ketewe tuwaba balu kila buluji kuchintu chia kuchibangidilu chia kahona mujitu kujampentachi wakuja mufundu onsone.
The light in the evening time and the works that I do shall you also, and so many things that you've promised in your word.
Bukenka kujibe jadi lolo ne, bienze di bingi ngenza, nenu bienze hen, ne bintu bungi chaka, biujwe mwunlaya, mudijib.
Father, if there be one here who has never broke through that veil yet, or if there be one here who's just impersonated someone who has went through the veil, give grace tonight, Father.
Tatu. Koku ikale muntu mwabeu utukacha kayi mwanjibu ya jamumwa jachibu ikiluachi. Anyi kuikale muntu mwabeu ukajanu mutentula mukwenda ukaji yeye mwe jamumwa jachibu ikilu. Filangasa jilolueji. Tatu.
May they see that mighty conqueror standing here, full of grace and power to forgive. Granted, Father.
Swaku bwaba mwona mchimuni wabukole wawa ujimuima na mwabeuewu. Mula ntente nengasa nebukole wakufuilanga na lusa. Tuenzele kuna ankutatu.
And while our heads are bowed, would there be some in here, how many might I say that, would say, Brother Branham, I'm lifting my hand. Pray for me. Just keep your head bowed and raise your hand.
Nenku hachijimitu yetu minikafa mkufwani neku kuika laba mumuabe wani. Mbanga ni mundi mfwani na kwamba, badikuba fwani na kwamba ne. Mwane tu Branham. Nye ungele chanze chani mulu, nsambi dileku, lama anumutu weba mwinika, kaji ele chanze cheba mulu ne.
I want to break through every veil, that I can really see the conqueror. God bless you, my other hands.
Njimu soku ya jamu mwadi achibu ikilu chonsu, to nihanga heta mushindu wakumona chabushua mchimunyawu, nzambi wakubenesha, ekelekele, monaya anubianza.
Up in the balconies to the right. God bless you. Balconies to the back. God bless you. Be real honest.
Mulu mubisasa kujabaluma nzambi anubenesh. Mubisasa lohani mahaha elai nzambi anubenesh. Ika laini mejuma toka menemen.
To the left. Raise your hand. Say, Brother Bram, I might have been a Christian for years, but really, I've never come through that veil. I've really never done it. I haven't got that what they had then.
Kujabakaj. Ele chanze chebu mulu wambane, mwane tubranam, ndimufwane kukala mwene kile isto kukadi bijimu. Kadi nchabushu wane, kachia nchitumwanju kweja mwomo jashibu ikilu achito. Nchabushu wane, nchitumwanju kuchenze kuto. Nchene muhete chochi chaka hita bubu obu, chikondo achito.
Today we got, I'm a hotbed plant. You take a flower that's raised in a hotbed, you have to bathe it, pet it, spray it, water it.
Lelwe utujine, meme nji mchimutenteka. Angata chilo nchidibuba tenteka mumuaba wajikolesha lulukasa lukasa. Bikenle wikala uchengeleka, uchilaba chanza, uchela manga, uchela mai.
But that original plant that grows out there on the desert, same kind of a flower, looks like it. It don't get a bit of water, but no bugs get on it. It's rugged, it's a real...
Kaji muchi wa muji mene na mwikala ukorele muchi hela mwamo wawa, chilo ngwanu cha mushindu mwumawu, chifuana anani cho chachi, kachi ichi heta kutuma inasha to wakana to. Kaji kakwene tuishi tulandela kuto, nchika ya fale, nchie tuchabushu wechi.
Could you compare Christianity with Christianity today with what it was then? Could you imagine this group what we call Christians today across the world? being like those was after Pentecost?
Nudi kumwa kufanikisha bwana Kristo ne bwana Kristo bwalelo webu ne buvwa kuchikondo cha cha bwana. Nudi kumwa kufanikisha musumbewu baturi tubikile ne mbene Kristo lelo waba habulo bobujima bikala bu bahani bahampenta baba.
Babied and patted and from one church to another and say something you don't like, get up and walk out. No, oh, could you imagine that? No. What is the matter? It's a reproduction.
Babengeleka ne babalaba mani bumuka kwewe kelezia bayokumu kwabu. Ne bobamba chintu kampanda chudi kwewe uwa musoto ujoka uhatuka. Nenku, kaa, nudi kumuwa kujifuani kijile china chani. To, mbualu kai buinabu. Mbintu bitentula.
Michelangelo, that created the monument of Moses, you can get a reproduction of that very cheap, but the original.
Michelangelo, uvumwenzo luhingu lwa Mosao, ulimu wakweta luhingu lutentula kulolu walu, kumushinga muhutula, kadi, bwalu antuadilu walu.
The one who painted the Lord's Supper, I guess that original painting would run into millions of dollars, if you could even buy it. I don't even know where it's at. But you can buy a cheap reproduction of it for about $1.98. You can.
Ewa kazole mesa mkale ngao. Ngele mejine. Jizo la jantwa dijiluadi njifuanyi na kuyila milio ya ndola. Buwe uwe mena mwakweta mshindu wakudisumba. Nchena na shumu menene jinaji didiheni to. Kadi uri mwakusumba chimfuanyi cha chochachi kumushinga muhutula. Wa ndola umwa ne mei ya makumishitema ni mwanda mkulu. Uri mwaku hetu.
And that's the way it is today. A cheap Christian, a reproduction, just a church joiner. You can buy them out for a cigarette or a common drink.
Nenku, ke mushindu wawu ujibilelu ewu. Mwene Kristo wa mushinga muhutula, mutentula, mwikalanu mwene keleze chanan. Uri mwaku musumba hambe lwaha, kumuchi wa mfwanka aniku. Ani kumale yetu achibidilwa.
For a woman with cut hair, painted lips, you can buy her for anything in the fashions of the world, but you can't touch that genuine.
Ani bwamuka juansuki mikosa, ani wamishi kumilaba kapenta. Uri mwaku musumba, ni nkuchini chuonsu naka mumiodele ya biahabulo beyi. Kadikono mwaku lenga wachabushu auto.
I see him in full view. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, Christian, don't you want to be a real Christian?
Mema njimu mwana mwene katoka. Umu umuawu makele la lelu tone kashiji. Ka, we mwene Kristo. Kono musobu wakwikala mwene Kristo wachabushu wani.
If there's any didn't raise your hands, will you do it while I'm just going to pray? God bless you. God bless you. Oh, that's just fine. Just look at that.
Hikala kubakwa abubuwa kaba ibele bianza biabumulu to. Nuji kumuakwe lani. Eh, nkaja numena nsambila. Nzambia kubenish, nzambia kubenish. Ka, abisimbimpe be, anjita ila yanbiap.
Our Heavenly Father, thy word shall not return to thee void. You as the one made the promise, I'm only responsible for saying that you said it. I'm just repeating your words.
Tatu wetu wa mudulu, jijieba, kaja kwalu kila kuji wewa, kajiji chididienza to. Uvwa mwewa, wakenza mulai. Mema nji mwambule bujitwanu bwa kwamba ne we wangu wakadamba. Nji mema ngambulu lanu meyeb.
You said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life. You promised it.
We wakamba ne, e uri umvu jidiani, ne witabuje wakantume mema ujine moyo wachendelele. We wa mwakala yananku.
And Lord, we know we have them reproductions today. Many that say they believe when they don't. It shows up. But Lord, there's some genuine too.
Nenku mukalenga, tudibambani ne, tudine bintu bitentu labilelu ewu. Babuni, badibamba ne mbita buj. Kadihabi, kaba ibita buja nash. Bidibidileja hatok. Kadimukalenga, kudika bidi, baba shua shual, bajiku.
I pray that you just grant in here tonight that every man and woman, boy or girl, no matter what nation they are, what color they are, what church they belong to, oh God, fill them.
Ndindomba bwawe kutwenzela mwabe udilo lweji, bwamulume yonsi, nimukaji yonsi, mwana wabaluma ani wabakaji, nashaye walitunga kai, nashaye diko bakai, nashaye wa ekeleze kai, ei nzambi umuje.
May they see the real manifestation of that same Jesus today right among us, as he was at the day of Pentecost, when he revealed himself for this age, being the Holy Ghost.
Suaku bwa amone jimwene shibwa dia chabushwa dia Yesu mwa lelu, anumunka chumwetumene, mushindu uvoeditu kudia mpenta, hakajibulu la ye bwa chikondo echi, mwikale nyuma mwempu.
Friend, seeing the words fulfilled, the prophecies come to pass.
Tuenze le kunanku, muntu jitumwa na mei ula, bi profeta bikumbana.
We compare today what's called the Church of the World or the World Council of Churches and compare that with a promise on Pentecost.
Tujitufuanikije lelu ewo chidiboba bikila buekeleze wa habuluba kwaka nsangilu wa maekeleze wa habuluba bujima. Tufuanikije chinachi ni mulai wa mpentani.
There's no comparison at all. We cannot get our dirty clothes washed on that ticket.
Kakwena chadifuanikije chinato. Nashe chikes, katoeno mwakusukuishe bietu bila amba bia manyanu kwa utiketo.
But Lord God, if we'll come back to that fountain, there's a cleansing process. Then our experience in God's word will match one another. Then we can claim our possession.
Kadimukelenga nzambi, butuetu mwakusukualu kila kumpokolo au. Kudimushindu mulongolola wakukezujibwa. Hadi ibaji jilabule jetu ni jija nzambi nebi nuangan. Hadi ibaji tulimu wakulomba bidibubi yetu.
Grant it, Lord, tonight as I commit these people in your hands. Give to each one what we have need of, Father. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Tuenze lakuna kumukalenga jilo lueji. Handi ndambula bantu waba mubianza biebafa. Hesha muntu ni muntu bitu dinabi jijinga tatu. Tujitulomba mudina jia Yesu. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you a lot for standing and waiting a long time. And I'm sorry I kept you to 10 minutes after 10. God be with you till I see you in the morning. I'll turn the service now to, I suppose, to Master Sermon.
Nzambi anubenesh. Twasa kidilai wa manza ntenta. Bwajima na jenu jakuru bindile mukungulumul. Nenkumeme njindomba lusa. Bwajinu lamato ne hajiba jikumi netusunse jikumi. Nzambi kale nenu to ne hanganu mwona mujinda. Njimpingaja bulombo di bwa di sanshimpindye ongele meji kujimfumu wa chibilu.